The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
Masker has time to throw, has a man in underneath, throws it in, it's going to complete. Yeah. Down the sideline goes Mestel into the end zone, touchdown! 24 yards, a nice little throw right up the middle. Couple of lead blockers out there ahead of Mestel, and he tucks it inside that pylon.
This afternoon, the Class C1 state playoffs continue in Columbus as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Columbus SCOTUS Shamrocks. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
It'll be second and eight from the 14, 2:40 to go. Cowboys have one timeout left. Remember, the clock will stop on any first down. Out of the pistol. Rolling out the throw is going to be Davis. Davis passes, tipped, and Grandin is going to make the interception and falls down with it.
Columbus SCOTUS rolled through Pierce in their opening round, and a win today would give them their first semifinal berth since 1994. Kearney Catholic survived an overtime scare from Boys Town in round one and looks to advance to the Final Four for the second straight time in the past four seasons. It's the Stars and Shamrocks coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcar and Don Leith live from Columbus right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're on the road here at Pawnee Park in Columbus as the SCOTUS Shamrocks will play host to the Kearney Catholic Stars in round two of the C1 state football playoffs. Randy Bushcutter, Don Leese with you here. And, well, Coach Leese, we're sure of a couple of things. A Catholic school with school colors of green and gold are going to be in the state semifinals next Friday. The question is, will it be Kearney Catholic or will it be Columbus SCOTUS? As both these two teams want to do a lot of the same things. They want to establish a running game, and both of them really like to just pound right at you.
Yeah, they do, Randy. And just listening to the coaches talk about it all this week and on the way down here, they just are hoping that whoever is controlled up front is going to kind of win this battle. And they were talking a lot of different little scheme things up front that they were going to do and so on and so forth as to try to keep them off guard and that. They were kind of going through some plays that they were going to do and stuff. There's some jet sweep stuff that they think they can really get going against SCOTUS. So that's going to be some of the things. They're going to try to get to the edge with some of our speed and stuff. And SCOTUS is one of those teams. It's pound right at you, Randy. They come at you, and they threw a little bit against Central City last week, but that was because Central City just loaded up the box and came at you.
And I think, quite frankly, they want to do about 80% of their offense between the two tackles. Kearney Catholic is probably going to be forced to go to the outside, use that speed a little bit more, because it has been determined that Nathan Howe will not play today. He was trying to make some cuts earlier today. Just that leg will not go. Of course, Holt Meyer is also out with the concussion. So Kearney Catholic, arguably their best two running backs. Well, I don't think arguably. They were their first and second string running backs on the season. They are out today. That means that the primary force of the running attack will be Bryce James. And, of course, that'll mean that some other folks are going to have to step up replacing James. And it's the next man up kind of mentality here for Kearney Catholic. But they really feel that their offensive line is going to be able to assert themselves to the point where that, not to say that it isn't going to hurt, but it is not going to be a fatal thing.
Yep, that's right, Randy, and that's what they talked about also is, it's other people's, opportunity to get in there and do some things. Cooper Holbrook might get a little bit of action now, and we mentioned him a few times this year, how quick and strong he is and stuff. But, the offensive line's where it's going to be at. Offense and defensive line's where it's going to be at tonight.
And, again, Kearney Catholic very confident that they'll be able to establish themselves up front. And, obviously, if you can do that, that will go a very, very long way. Columbus, very interesting in what they do there. They're really a three- or four-headed monster. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a hydra out there in terms of running the football. You got Cole Harrington, who's run for 152 yards. Spenseri, who has carried it for 198 yards and four touchdowns. Duren has, carried it 22 times. Bailey Pelster has 623 yards. Marcus Dodson, 480. Jake Boss, 719. Jackson Kemp, 218. I mean, we've mentioned seven guys that run for over 200 yards on the season, and they just kind of take their turn overall, that's pretty good rushing numbers for a team as a whole, but you don't have anybody that has those outstanding numbers that we're kind of used to with, say, a Kearney Catholic or a team like Cozad that we've seen over the years.
Yep, and that's what thing that they were mentioning on the way down too, Randy, is it's just not one person that you got a key on where he's going. You got to follow that person, but they have a lot of different people that like to touch the football, and they like to keep them fresh for the defensive purposes of things too. So they kind of rotate people in there and give the ball to whoever they feel like is going well at that time.
Well, we're going to turn it over to the two head coaches to give us their thoughts heading into this game. Of course, the winner of this game, more than likely, definitely Kearney Catholic, if they win, they would be the host team for the state semifinal. So the path to go to Memorial Stadium would then go through Miles Field if the Stars can win here tonight against, or this afternoon, against Columbus SCOTUS. But we're going to turn it over to the two head coaches. We'll talk with Dave Colling here in a few moments from Kearney Catholic, and we'll return with Shamrock Head football coach Tyler Linder, as we'll return on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll talk to the two head coaches when we come back right after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. Friday afternoon football and a good crowd on hand for Columbus SCOTUS and Kearney Catholic. And we're joined on the New Tech Seed pregame show by the head coach of the SCOTUS Shamrocks, Tyler Linder. Coach, I thought every time these schools got together, we're supposed to be playing volleyball. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, typically, you know, you would see these guys in November at the state volleyball tournament, but we're really happy to be competing against Catholic on the gridiron.
Well, obviously, both teams have had some really, really good football seasons, and you guys have done it to rebuilding your program here. Just talk about how you have taken this program the last few seasons and keep taking it to the next level.
You know, I think I can attribute a lot of that to our coaching staff and the mentality of our kids. You know, we've got a really talented group of kids, but, you know, we've got a very dedicated staff that has put in the time, not only in the off season, but also, you know, on the weekends during the season to make this team better. And so, you know, and it's a testament to our kids. They're willing to take criticism and to work hard and to get better each and every week. And so, you know, that's kind of the mantra of our football season this year is happy but never satisfied. So we're always looking at little things to get better at, and it's obviously shown in the stat book.
Obviously, you took over a program in your first year and had to face a number one right out of the get-go in Boone Central Newman Grove, but you've run the table since then. Talk about what you found when you took over the program.
You know, when we decided to make the switch and I became the head coach, we really sat down and we took a look at everything, and we realized that the talent's there, the skills there, the dedication's there. We just had to kind of simplify some things. And so we kind of went back to the drawing board and we got rid of quite a few things, but, you know, we just made our offense a little bit simpler, you know. But with that being said, we're actually running more plays that way. We've just, you know, coined our terminology a little bit differently, and defensively, you know, we stick to one thing and we practice it and we don't make too many adjustments. We get really good at what we do and try not to adjust too much to other teams, because once you kind of get out of your rhythm and into somebody else's, that's always a recipe for disaster. So, you know, in the first year, you know, it's kind of, we had to look at our schedule, and yeah, like you said, you open up against Boone Central, it's an intimidating thing. But I think our kids handled that game pretty well. You know, we had some injuries right around halftime that kind of, you know, left us a little bit vulnerable, and they took advantage of it in the second half. So, you know, the good news is we're healthier than ever, and so we're going to really try to make a run at this thing with Kearney Catholic, and then hopefully moving on to the semis.
talking with Tyler Linder, first-year head coach at Columbus SCOTUS. And again, for the folks that don't know, and we're starting to see this a little bit more, I know we've got a couple schools right here in our listening area where the head coach is no longer the head coach, but he's on the staff like Roger is with you guys. Being a young coach as you are, Tyler, how much are you leaning on Roger and your assistant coaches to get you where you're at right now?
Well, I use them as a crutch, that's for sure. All of my coaches, you know, I'm the type of guy that's not gonna, you know, look over every little nook and cranny of all of my coaches. I let my coaches coach. I trust them, and they're really good at what they do. And so, you know, I'm not a dictator on a headset. You know, I'm a guy that you know, I run our defense, and I trust the guys underneath me to do their jobs, and they do it extremely well. And so, you know, having that sort of relationship, you know, it's really good. I accept their input, and you know, we make decisions together whether to go for it or to kick it or to, you know, to take a knee or whatever. So, you know, those guys are very, very influential in all of the play calling and all the decisions that are made on our team.
Talking here with the Columbus SCOTUS head football coach Tyler Linder as they get ready to take on Kearney Catholic. We got to see Aquinas play Gibbon last week. You beat them, handed them their only loss, a C2 team, but you look very similar in what you do offensively. You don't have that one dominant back, but you go with the full house backfield, and you can use 3-4 guys to carry the football for you. You're not going to throw the ball a whole lot. Just tell the fans that from Kearney Catholic that haven't seen you play what you're going to look like offensively and defensively.
You know, we run a wing T, and so you know, at any snap of the ball, you know, you can have 4 or 5 different guys touching the football at any given time. And so, like you said, we don't throw the ball around too much because we're very confident in our running game. We have a really good offensive line who's quick yet powerful, but we have a whole barrage of backs that are very talented and can carry the ball extremely well. And so you'll look at us, you know, trying to establish a run game through our fullback, and then once you key on that, we hit you with a little bit of misdirection with our wing backs. And so you'll see a lot of pre-snap motions and those sorts of things. But, you know, it's pretty simple stuff when it all boiled down to it. We kind of put our own little flavor on it.
That first round of the playoffs, you had a rematch with Pierce. You took care of him a little bit easier than you did the first time you met. It looks like, Coach, you guys have hit your stride and you continue to get better as every team wants to. Are you playing your best football right now?
You know, I hate to say that we've already played our best football because that means you've reached your peak and then you're on the decline. So I think we've gotten better each and every week. I still don't think we've played a perfect game. I don't think we've played our best football yet. So we'll hope to remedy that this coming Friday against Catholic.
What do you see from Kearney Catholic that concerns you?
You know, a lot of things. You know, they're a very big and physical football team that also has a lot of speed and power behind their running backs. And so anytime you get that, you know, that combination of speed and size, it's always a recipe for success, and you can definitely tell that from their record. You know, they're 9-1 coming in. They've got a very, very talented quarterback at the helm of that offense. He's a left-hander, and he can put the ball right on the money. And so, and then they also have some really, really good running backs. Now I know they've had a few injuries. I think there was a concussion and a couple little minor injuries, but even their second and third and fourth string running backs are very, very talented. And a lot of that is attributed to their big size up front. You know, they got a couple guys that are over 250 pounds, and they've got a center that's a really feisty guy at about 205. And so they're going to really look to establish an inside running game and kind of complement it with some jet action to the outside. And so we're going to have to play our best football in order to come away with a win this Friday.
Obviously, you've played some great defense, and Marcus Dodson looks like he's an all-state caliber player for you.
Yeah, Marcus is doing phenomenal things. You know, he plays inside backer for us, and so he's able to read really well and react to the football. But he's also very, very aggressive. You know, he's our best tackler on the team, and he also just has a nose for the football. You know, and that's one of those things that, you know, whenever you have a guy like that, you kind of tailor your defense around him. And so a lot of times we don't blitz him to waste him. So we just let him read and react, and sometimes he'll just make plays in the backfield just based on his athleticism. So, you know, he's a phenomenal player, but a lot of it is also a credit to our defensive line who flushed things out for him. And so I think our defensive line is playing great football right now against Pierce. You know, our whole defense had 18 tackles for losses, and a lot of that was from our defensive line. And so those guys are really, really performing well right now.
And finally, Tyler Linder, head coach at SCOTUS, joining us here. The name that we'll probably hear as much as anybody is Jake Boss. He's right there with Marcus defensively. He leads you in rushing. Special young man.
Yeah, he's a very talented guy. I call our defense, so he has a special spot in my heart at that middle backer spot. You know, he's a general on the field for me. He's a coach on the field, and so he does great things defensively. But you know, offensively, he's a unique type of guy. He's not a 4.440 type of guy, but he is a very powerful runner, and he just doesn't stop. And so we have kind of tailored our offense around the fullback spot because Marcus also plays fullback for us too. And those guys just, they run behind their shoulder pads and they just, you know, they will punish you if you start to key on our fast guys on the outside. And so it's a very nice compliment that you can pound it between the tackles with Marcus and Jake Boss and then distribute it outside to guys like Bailey Pelzer, Cole, or Jackson. And so they're really, really good compliments to one another.
And, Coach, we'll wrap it up with this. It's been quite a while. You guys, SCOTUS has made the playoffs for a lot of years, but they haven't made a deep run in quite some time. Well, what's the feeling right now around school and the program?
You know, the energy is at an all-time high right now. It's a really, really exciting time to be walking the halls at SCOTUS. You know, people are confident. You know, our kids are walking a little bit taller, looking people in the eye when they're talking. So their confidence is really high. And so anytime you have that, it's always a good feeling. You know, whenever you can have confidence in what you do, whether that's sports or life, you know, that's our ultimate goal. And so our kids are feeling really good about the matchup, but they're focused. You know, they're definitely not overlooking Kearney Catholic, because if you do that, you're going to fail. So it'll be a great game come Friday.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you giving us the time here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck.
Hey, I appreciate it, and thanks for all the coverage, guys.
That's Tyler Linder, Columbus SCOTUS, joining us here on ESPN. We'll catch up with Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling right after this.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. State quarterfinals, Kearney Catholic, Columbus SCOTUS, and Stars head coach Dave Colling joins us. And, Coach, as we joked about with SCOTUS, this isn't volleyball. This is football, SCOTUS and Kearney Catholic.
This is football, yes. And like I said, they're a darn good football team. You know, they lost early to Boone, and they had a very physical football team that likes to run the ball between the tackles and kind of a, you know, like a wing T type offense, and very good football team and well coached, and we'll bring our A game on Friday.
Well, let's go back to the first round game here against Boys Town, one of the best one, regardless of class of the state, comes down to the wire. We talked about it earlier in the week on the Doug and Daddy show, kind of the unusual nature of the way this played out. I don't think we talked much about it up to that point in the fourth quarter. Those first three quarters of football, you were able to keep that lead throughout the ball game and play some pretty decent football, despite not having every single one of your starters and being banged up a little bit.
You know, I thought, you know, exactly. I thought the key, you know, defensively, you know, the key, we you know, number one, kids just their quarterback, very good ball player, quick. And I thought we did a darn good job of containing him. You know, they run that zone read, and I thought our guys really corralled him, and I didn't let him, you know, get out in space where he could use his speed and his quickness. And so I was really proud of our guys. You know, we had 5-3 and outs, 5-12, something like that for the game. But, you know, we never did let him get out in space. So did a great job against just a ton of great athletes. You know, their receivers, great athletes too, and I didn't think we gave them a lot of time to throw, you know, early on. And so did a nice job there. And PATs were huge. Special teams were huge. Field goal, you know, we got two field goals early and you know, ended up being the difference in the ball game. So special teams were crucial that game, and I thought we did just enough on offense to get the victory.
Kearney Catholic football coach Dave Colling with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's a totally different team you're going to see here with what offensive threats that Columbus SCOTUS wants to use with the double wing formation.
Yeah, it is. You know, Boys Town last week, of course, had tons of good athletes, as does SCOTUS. They're just going to hit you, you know, and maybe not quite much, you know, quite as much in space. They're going to bring the power game at you and that double wing T type offense, so which they run very well. And so, like I said, we reps that definitely a different, you know, different type of defense against this stuff they're going to be throwing at us. You know, and our D line, you know, line of scrimmage is going to be crucial. You know, the game's going to come down to who controls the line of scrimmage and gets it done up front. And like I said, I like our senior linemen, and you know, I feel that's kind of our strength. And so we'll see if we can, get some stuff done up front and try to stop that power game.
Dave, over the last few seasons, you have run into teams like an Aquinas in the state final, and there's a couple others out there, even Minden when they were still running this type of offense a couple of years ago. So the coaching staff kind of familiar on how to handle this. What about your players? Have they played anything like this, say your seniors, in the last couple of years?
You know, a lot of them were freshmen when we ran into, even Crofton when they came here, you know, 4 years ago now, 3 years ago. So these guys would have been freshmen, But we've repped it all week, and we do hopefully something a little bit different than SCOTUS is used to seeing from Northeast football. You know, defenses up there, we'll see. But, you know, the kids, I think, are pretty confident. They feel pretty confident, you know, in the game plan we put together, especially, you know, defensive-wise, offensive-wise, too. You know, they're going to probably bring in their 30-front defense, and which we don't see a ton of. We've seen a lot more of it this year than we have in the past. But, you know, our guys are getting more comfortable blocking that, and you know, they're gonna bring some heat once in a while, just like Boys Town did. And you know, I thought for the most part, parts of the game last week, we picked up some of the blitz packages that Boys Town brought at us. And SCOTUS is going to run some cover zero, or quite a bit of cover zero matchup. They got some skill guys that are pretty good. So, like I said, I think the mixture between run and pass will we're good at both. You know what I mean? We can mix it up. If the run's not there, we'll throw. And if the pass isn't there, we'll run. I think we come out of the year.
Dave, we talked about last week the injury situation. Thought that maybe Howe could come back. Holt Meyer got banged up. What's the situation with those two and maybe anybody else we need to know about?
You know, Howe is the day-to-day deal. You know, he's about four weeks out from breaking his leg. And you know, if Nathan had his decision, he would be playing, and he did get cleared. We're just kind of taking it day-to-day, and so he'll be a game-time decision. You know, probably won't be able to go, you know, definitely not every play. And so we'll see if we get to use him or not. Like I said, game time decision. Brady probably not, he's probably not going to be able to play this week. Concussion protocol, and it kind of took a little step back midweek. And anytime that happens, they got to start from the step before, and so he won't be ready for us for Friday.
Well, if there's any more road games after this one, it's at Memorial Stadium, because if you win this, you're guaranteed to be at home. It's got to be a good feeling for your ball club.
You know, and it is. Not that they're looking ahead, but I'm sure they know that, as well as the coaching staff knows that. You know, we'll be playing whoever at home next week if we can get through this game. And so, like I said, I had a great week of practice. Confident in, you know, Grant Bushcutter will come in for Brady, and that did a fine job second half last week, and as he'll do this week. And like I said, it just comes down to winning the line of scrimmage and then playing our kind of football.
Well, Dave, let's keep it up. It's fun chatting every week, so best of luck today against SCOTUS.
Okay, hey, thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
That's Dave Colling, head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They get ready to play the Shamrocks, and we'll have more with the starting lineups after this on ESPN.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Welcome back to Columbus. Time now for the 5 Points Bank starting lineup, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Columbus SCOTUS, where they come in with a record of 9-1. They've run off 9 straight wins after their opening day loss to Boone Central. And their starters look like this. At left tackle and defensive tackle will be Carson Future, a 6-foot, 195-pound junior. Ross Bonk will play right tackle on offense. He's a junior, 6'3", 250 pounds. The left guard will be Caleb Ostick, a junior, 5'11", 185 pounds. At right guard and at nose guard on defense will be Ryan Mustard, a junior. He's 6'1", 190 pounds. The center is Sam Novicki, a 6'3", 215 pound junior. At tight end and defensive tackle will be Garrett Shanley, a senior. He is 6'1", 215 pounds. At defensive corner will be Chase Korger. He is a 6'2", 160 pound senior. Jackson Kumpf is a 6'1", 165 pound junior who will play. This is one of the best names out there, the stud linebacker, Jake Boss, one of the studs on this team for SCOTUS. He'll play fullback and the Mike linebacker. He is a junior, 5'11", 185 pounds. The whip linebacker is Alec Foltz, a junior. He's 5'11", 145 pounds. The will linebacker, Marcus Dodson, 6 foot, 180 pounds, and a junior. Grant Lom will play split end and free safety. He is 6 foot, 168 pounds, and a senior. Bailey Pelster will play at the will linebacker, excuse me, the left wing back and the Sam linebacker. He is a junior, 5'8", 155 pounds. Cole Harrington will play right wing back and corner. He is a 5'10", 160 pound junior. Tanner Spenseri is a junior. He's 5'10", 165 pounds, and he'll play at wing as well. And the quarterback is going to be Jared Duran. He is 5'9", 165 pounds, and a senior. Now for Kearney Catholic, at defensive end and center will be Nick Dowling, 5'10", 205 pounds, and a senior. Defensive end and guard will be Austin Ahrens, 6 foot, 215 pounds, and a senior. The defensive tackle and guard is Dennis Cabanting, 6 foot, 255 pounds, and a senior. On offense, starting at tackle, Nick Brungart, 6'3", 255 pounds, and a senior. Defensive tackle will be Colin Arredondo, 6 foot, 214 pounds, and a senior. He'll play both offensive and defensive tackle. At safety and wide receiver will be Grant Bushcutter, a 5'10", 165 pound junior. At cornerback and wide receiver is Harrison Pierce, 5'9", 150 pounds, and a senior. At outside linebacker and starting at running back today will be Bryce James. James is 5'9", 175 pounds, and a junior. At corner and wingback will be Tyler Mestel. He is a junior, 5'10", 175 pounds. At cornerback and wingback will be Creighton Hammack, a junior, 6'1", 180 pounds. And the quarterback for the Stars is John Masker, 6'2", 175 pounds, and a senior. Also starting at on defense will be Chase Murphy at middle linebacker. He is 6'1", 180 pounds, and a senior. And also on defense, the corner will be John Bach, 5'10", 170 pounds, and a junior. This has been your starting lineup, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap up the new Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Randy Bushcutter and Don Lees coming to you from Pioneer Park here in Columbus, the home of Columbus SCOTUS football. And SCOTUS, their color scheme of green and gold looks a little bit different than Kearney Catholics does. If you're familiar with the Edmonton Eskimos of the Canadian Football League, that really kind of is the color scheme here for Columbus SCOTUS with that color of green and gold. Kearney Catholic will be in their home, their road white tops, their green pants, and their gold helmets as these two teams getting ready to tee things off. And Coach Leakes, we talked about it earlier. These two teams really want to establish a running game. They really want to do a lot of the same things.
Yeah, they do, Randy, and it's going to be key up front what they can do, you know, both sides, offensively and defensively, to get these backs going for either Columbus SCOTUS or for Kearney Catholic. It's going to be up front that's going to have to take place first.
And Kearney Catholic is going to have the opportunity to establish things here offensively. They will receive the kickoff coming up here from Columbus SCOTUS. Teeing it up here is going to be Alex Foltz, as we're still about 30 seconds away from teeing things up. We can tell you it's a beautiful day for football, 63 degrees. There's not a whole lot of wind out there. In fact, the American flag in the end zone has a slight flutter to it. So right now we're afraid maybe the wind was going to be a little bit of a factor, but it does not appear that that's going to be the case here at all. They're playing on an artificial surface here that is in great shape here at Pioneer Park. Tonight's field conditions brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. And we have now put 12 minutes on the clock. We're just about ready to go as Foltz will tee it up. And Kearney Catholic will have James and Mestel back deep. And Foltz, there is the whistle. He'll step into it at the 40-yard line. A line drive kick. It's going to be picked up by James at about the 1-yard line. Actually, that's Mestel. Mestel got it, and he'll bounce to the outside and jumps over one man, has the sideline, and is going to be forced out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. And Kearney Catholic will have fairly good field position to start this football game here in Columbus.
Yeah, they will, Randy. Tyler Mestel did a good job picking it up about the 1-yard line there, and goes to the right side. Bryce James was his lead blocker, and the front people did a real good job, and Tyler Mestel just followed his blockers, and they're going to have it about the 32-yard line.
Well, Kearney Catholic, this is their 13th straight year in the state playoffs. The run here for Columbus SCOTUS isn't quite as long. They've been in the playoffs since 2010. They picked up a win a couple of years ago in 2011, and that's been about it. Jet sweep here. They hand it off to Creighton Hammock. Hammock trying to get to the outside. He'll bring it across and get back to the line of scrimmage, and that is about all. Stretching that thing out for Columbus SCOTUS there was Grant Lom, and Lom did a nice job of fighting off the blocker and making it no gain there for Hammock.
Yeah, and they mentioned that as we were talking and throughout the road trip, Randy, Lom's their safety, and if you do a jet sweep, he'll come up hard, and then they'll drop that backside corner, and Lom did a great job coming up there this time.
So Kearney Catholic will go out of the shotgun. They have trips to the right. James is in the backfield with Mestel. They'll hand it off to James. James cuts to the inside, has it across the 39, and will be stood up at about the 40-yard line. Nice gain on the play of about 8.5, and Kearney Catholic will have third and short.
Yep, trips to the right there. They kind of got him spread out. The Lom kind of shifts over to that side over there, and then they run this little bit of a deep handoff to Bryce James coming to this left side, Randy, and nice job blocking up front, and he picks up about 8.5 yards on the play.
Just short of a gain of 9, so we got about 1.5 yards to go here, and now the trips will be on the short side of the field, which will be the left. Masker in the shotgun. To his left is going to be James. They hand it off to James right up the middle, and he's going to lunge across, and I don't know if he got there. He really has to get to the 42. He got it out to the 41. That'll be a gain of about 1 on the play, and Kearney Catholic has decision time, and it looks like we're changing a lot of personnel. I believe the Stars are going to punt after they got the ball across the 41.
Yeah, and it looked like that time, Randy, Columbus SCOTUS with their linebackers, Keem Rook came in there pretty hard. They have three linebackers sitting right in there. They kind of run like a little bit of a 4-3 type look against Kearney Catholic that time, and the linebackers really blitzed hard.
Harrison Pierce will be in punt formation. Back deep is Cole Harrington, and there's one other back there with him, and I believe that is Foltz, but we'll check that here in a moment. Pierce calling out the signal, gets the snap. It's a little low, but no pressure coming. Kicks a high end-over-end kick that is going to hit at about the 41-yard line on the other side. So a little bit shorter punt than what we've come to expect from Harrison Pierce, and it'll be fairly good field position here for Columbus Scotus. They'll have it at their own 41.
Yeah, and watching him in warm-ups, Randy, he was putting him down there quite a ways and stuff. But this time it just kind of got off to the side of his foot and come over this way and goes out of bounds at the 41 for SCOTUS.
And again, right now wind is not a factor. The weatherman says that maybe later in this game it will be a bit of an issue, but right now it is not a factor. First and 10 for SCOTUS from the 41. They'll run that wing T formation, and under center is Jared Duran. He'll have wing backs on either side. A man comes in motion. They're going to hand it off on that left side to Pelster. Pelster lost the ball, and it's recovered by Bushcutter. It fell through the middle there, and then number 13 is able to scoop it up and take it out to about the 45-yard line. That's right where he fell on it. One handoff, one turnover here for Columbus Scotus, and now the Stars have a football and a little momentum.
Yes, and, as he came through the middle there, Randy, it wasn't a whole lot there. It looked like it was Chase Murphy that kind of stripped him of the ball as he kind of reached across there and knocked it out, and Grant came up there and recovered the football for Kearney Catholic.
And again, just kind of filling in that hole, and there wasn't anybody around there. You have to tip your hat to that defensive line for Kearney Catholic, who really stuffed that one up the middle, and the linebacker sealed in there. And then Grant, there wasn't anybody around there to get the ball except for him. Trips to the right, looking to throw here is Masker. Masker, pressure coming. He's going to throw. He's got a man open on that left side. He's caught by Bushcutter. He's got it at the 20, at the 10. Going to be knocked inside the 5-yard line, and Kearney Catholic is in business.
Just a nice route out there, Randy. You had trips to the right side, and you had Tyler Messel on the single on this side over here. Grant was the second receiver, and he kind of just waited for the receiver on the outside to run an in route, and he ran an out and up route on the sideline there, and they got that ball right there to Grant Bushcutter, and it's going to be first and goal about the 4-yard line, 4 or 5-yard line.
So Kearney Catholic, this is their second possession of the game. Scotus carried it one time, fumbled it, and now a 40-yard strike sets them up at first and goal at the 5. Masker in the shotgun. Hammett comes across the formation in motion. Hand off to James. James cuts through the middle. There's nobody near him, and that's a touchdown for Kearney Catholic.
Just a nice little play there, Randy, as they put guy in motion out of that situation, as they want to see kind of how those linebackers shift, and the guys didn't shift very well, as Bryce James gets the handoff deep, just goes to the right side, and nobody even touched him on that play, and give that credit to those guys up front again.
Nice little birthday present for Bryce James.
Yes.
Having that large hole to run right through there. He celebrates his 17th birthday with a 5-yard touchdown, and it's 6-0 Kearney Catholic, and now Bushcutter will try to add the extra point. Masker will do the holding. Tyler Mestel will snap the ball. Nice snap. Good hold. Kick is up, and I'm not sure. It is no good. It went off to the right. He just hooked it a little bit, and so the extra point is no good. A lot different reaction from the last extra point attempt that he had a week ago. Kearney Catholic gets on the board first here, but missed the extra point. They lead it 6-0 with 9:28 to go in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Well, Kearney Catholic got the fumble, and then a two play, 45-yard drive. They punch it in the end zone but miss the extra point, and Stars lead it now 6-0. And now Grant Bushcutter will kick it off here, tee it off for the first time, and Columbus Scotus will have their hands on the ball for the second time. A short kick, trying to get it to one of the upbacks, and they do get it up to the middle here to Adam Starzik, and Starzik is stood up immediately when he gets to about the 35-yard line. Again, I think they're trying to kick to an open area, and yep. Starzik was kind of ready for that.
Yep, and they just kicked it kind of a high one right over here to about the 28 to 30-yard line, Randy, and he gets it. Cooper Holbrook got down there real quick, and he didn't get a whole lot of return, about a 6-yard return out of the situation right there. So, you know, these guys on for Kearney Catholic fly down there on those kickoffs.
Well, two wing backs off of, well, they split the one wing back out wide, and now he'll come in motion. That's Duren. Duren will take the snap. They hand it off right up the middle, and there's no room to run for Jake Boss.
Tyler Mestel, I believe, was that one that Randy came flying up in there. You know, the defensive line did a good job of holding everybody up, basically, and, you know, clogging things up. And then Tyler Mestel comes in there from his middle linebacker position and makes that solid tackle.
One thing SCOTUS will do is they'll run, even if they're not successful, and then they'll try to throw that deep pass. They haven't thrown a lot of balls, but yards per pass is a pretty good average. They run a little counter with the dispenser, Spenseri, and Spenseri will get near the first down marker. He comes off that left side, and they're going to be awfully close. In fact, they're going to say move the chains.
Yep, and they just ran a little bit of a counter going to the left side, Kearney Catholic's right side. He found an opening over there after he got by the tackle area, and they kind of kicked the defensive end out on that one, and then Chase Murphy was blitzing in about the B gap there, Randy, and Kearney Catholic just didn't have anybody out there at that time.
Bushcutter made the tackle, which is not necessarily good news that you your safety makes the tackle. Again, now that wing formation, they hand it off to the first back. That's going to be Boss, and Boss is going to bring it out to about the 49-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 4. Just some power football here by SCOTUS.
Yeah, that time just giving it to that fullback right up the middle. You know, he was about 2 yards behind his line, behind his quarterback there, Randy, and they just gave it right to him and just power football right down through the middle.
8:06 to go here, quarter number one. This is the second possession here for Columbus Scotus. They trail it 6-0, and they're just short of midfield. Under center here is going to be Duren. They got that wing T formation. Now they'll put a man in motion, hand it off on that left side. No room for Dodson. Dodson is going to fight after being hit behind the line of scrimmage and get it out to near the 50-yard line, and now he is down.
Yeah, and I think that was it looked like the – I believe it was 52 for Kearney Catholic, which is Nick Dowling, and he did a good job of fighting off his block there, Randy, and coming across there and making the hit, and then the linebackers were able to fill in there and get him also.
It kind of landed on his shoulder, and I don't really want to speculate whether or not that is his shoulder, but it appears to me that's what it is. They are attending to him, and then a couple of guys fell on top of him, so it could be a knee to the stomach as well as he was down. So either he had the wind knocked out of him, or he has a shoulder injury, one of those two. This injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Everybody very, very quiet now, but we're sure that this is not a neck injury. It doesn't appear to be even a head injury here. We think it's either his shoulder or he's got the wind knocked out of him. In any event, they are currently attending here to Dodson right at midfield, the nose of the football just a little bit short of the 50-yard line. We're going to take a quick break. 7:45 to go, quarter number one, 6-0 Kearney Catholic. It'll be SCOTUS facing a 3rd-and-5 when we come back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, good news for Marcus Dodson. When they helped him up by the shoulder. So yep. That is an indication it is not a shoulder injury. I think it was what we thought, and that was maybe you got a knee to the gut there, and he had the wind knocked out of him. Out of the huddle very quickly now is Columbus Scotus. They face it 3rd-and-5 right from the 50-yard line. They split out one wide receiver wide to the right. Out there on an island with him is Harrison Pierce, and they're looking that way. Rolling out is Dodson. Dodson throws it in. It's knocked away, and they're going to call a little early hit here by Harrison Pierce. Pierce reached around from the backside, may have touched the back first, but a lot of times if you don't turn the receiver, you get away with that. He didn't turn the receiver, but he did not get away with that.
No, they just ran a little, you know, they faked that handoff, Randy, and then they kind of booted out here to the right side. And then he ran about an, you know, 8-9 yard out and then kind of set there. And then as he looked over there, like you said, Harrison Pierce was right there, a good coverage, and he just reached around and knocked that ball down, but they're going to get him for pass interference.
I will say this. If this was the officiating crew against Boys Town, the end of that game would not have been near as dramatic.
No.
We'll leave it at that. It'll be first and 10. That'll be a 15-yard penalty, and that'll set him up first and 10 from the 35. So SCOTUS is in Kearney Catholic territory for the first time tonight. Duren will step in under center, only has one back in the backfield, two wing backs in that wing T formation. They put a man in motion. That's Pelster. Pelster trying to get the edge and does. He's got it to the outside. Bushcutter makes him cut back in, holds on for dear life. One guy misses, then Bushcutter's finally able to wrap him up after he gets down to about the 21-yard line. That'll be a 14-yard gain here for Bailey Pelster.
Yep, just coming in with that counter coming across here, Randy, because a lot of times they'll give that ball up the middle, and then they have Impelster coming across down on a counter type action, and he gets to the edge and gets around the corner there, and nice run for him, gets it all the way down to about the 21.
And again, you don't want to mention the safety's name as often as it's happened here for Kearney Catholic. A double wing formation, Durant under center, man in motion is Spenseri, and they'll give it off to him on a jet sweep on the other side, and he has room to run on that side as well, and he'll bring it inside the 10-yard line. So another nice gain here. We'll see exactly where they unstack things. That looks like a gain of 12 for Spenseri.
Yep, just starting in his, you know, like that wing tee a little bit, Randy, and he starts coming in motion a little bit, you know, like a jet sweep action. They fake that handoff going up the middle, and they give that ball coming around that left end, and he picks up the first down. It's going to be first and goal for SCOTUS.
At the 8-yard line, and they'll hand it off to the fullback coming right through, and he's going to bring it down to about the 3-yard line. Just hard running right up the middle by Jake Boss, and so Boss gains 5, and it's going to set up second and goal from the 3.
And that's one thing they said, that when they get down around the 10, they like to really give it to Boss as much as they possibly can. And this time they gave it right through the middle to him, and you get it all the way down to about the 2.5, 3-yard line.
Boss leads the team with 13 touchdowns on the year, and he is the one back that is directly behind Duren. And they fake the handoff to him. Off that left side is Pelster. Pelster being stood up at about the 1-yard line. First one there was number 3, Mestel.
Yep.
Yeah, you had all the single digits there. You had Mestel there, Harrison Pierce, and Creighton Hammock all combining on the tackle for a gain maybe of about 1 yard.
Yeah, like you said, they faked that handoff up the middle and gave it to Pelster coming around to the right side, because that's what they like to do, is they like to give that ball to Boss, and this time they faked it to him coming around the right side. It's going to be 3rd and goal from the 1.
So actually it was a gain of 2, and Duren is under center, 3rd down, man in motion. They give it left side to Spenseri, and Spenseri on that mini jet sweep from the wingback possession is able to turn the corner and goes in for the 1-yard touchdown.
Yeah, because they got that kind of that wing T look out of it, Randy, and then they got the guy on the lined up about right over the tackle guard area and on the other side, and then they bring him in motion and they give it to him, and he goes right in for the touchdown.
SCOTUS releases the green balloons, and now the holder will be Grant Long. The kicker is Cole Harrington, and he's going to put the foot into it. A little bit of a high snap, and now a very high kick. It looks right down the middle, and it is, and that's the difference in the ball game. The extra point by Cole Harrington is good. And it's now 7-6. SCOTUS has the lead over Kearney Catholic with 5:37 to go in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Well, the difference, an extra point by Cole Harrington, and it's 7-6 Columbus SCOTUS with 5:37 to go here in the first quarter. And that was a pretty impressive drive by Columbus SCOTUS, aided by a pass interference call that was marginal.
Yeah, very marginal on that, Randy. But like you said, you know, everything else was just very Columbus SCOTUS-like, though.
It's exactly what they wanted to do, and the kickoff is going to be picked up by James at about the 2-yard line, running right up the middle, and puts his head down once he gets to the 20 and is going to be stood up there. And leading the tackle on the play is going to be Lucas Cox, making a nice play on special teams.
Yep, and Bryce did a good job just getting, you know, it's a pretty high kick, gets it down to about the 2-yard line, 1-2-yard line. Bryce gets it and just comes right up the middle, picking up what he can, Randy. And like you said, Lucas Cox got round down there real quick, made a nice open field tackle on Bryce.
Kearney Catholic, their second drive, had the short field after the turnover, and they got a first down their first drive, but we'll see what they can do here on their third possession. Hammock will come across the formation, and they'll hand it off here to James. James spins, and he'll get it out to about the 24-yard line, 25, so that'll be a gain of about 2 is all for Bryce James.
Yep, as Hammock went in motion from left to right for Kearney Catholic, they like to see what the linebackers are going to do, if they're just going to rotate it or they're going to hand, you know, shuffle it off. Coach Harvey was saying that's one thing they're going to do is do some motion things just to see how, you know, SCOTUS handles things. And then they give the ball to Bryce going on that right side for about a 2-2.5 yard gain.
A lot of times with that motion, you're just trying to open up an angle in there.
Yep.
And Bryce James runs so fast that if he has a little seam, he can make something magical happen. They're going to run the option, pitch it out to James. James has it at the 25, puts a stiff arm, and is going to be pulled down at about the 30-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 5 on the play.
Yeah, just running that option to the left side here. And you have Dennis Cabantin kind of leading the way as he pulls around there. And Bryce James gets the ball on the option because the defensive end got in there very quickly to make Masker pitch it. And then Bryce James takes it to that left side, picking up about 5-6 yards on the play.
So it's going to set up now 3rd and about 3. And third down conversion is obviously a very important statistic in football. Masker is actually going to step in under center. James will be the one back in the backfield. There's 2 wideouts to the right. Kearney Catholic actually right now operating with a couple of tight ends. Don't see that a lot. Masker, long count. There's a flag down. A little counter action here for James. James bounces to the outside to about the 41-yard line. But we'll see what that penalty is. It was a gain of 9, more than enough for the first down. But usually when you have the snap like that, the flag immediately on the snap, it is going to be on the offense. The officials are huddling up here. And we'll see whether or not they're gonna wave off the flag.
Okay. As they got together, they must have kind of went, you know, was it enough people on the line of scrimmage, those types of things. Randy, it looked like they were kind of, you know, counting and looking, and they wave off the flag. So nice run coming around that left side for Bryce James, picking up the first down for Kearney Catholic.
And I've often said, if the officials get together and talk about it and you get a bunch of eyes on it, you never complain about the call.
Yep, exactly right.
So the Stars do move near midfield. They've got it 1st and 10 from the 42, and that time there is a flag immediately, and one of them was really late, just to make sure everybody understood that there was a legal procedure, right call. That's going to back up Kearney Catholic 5 yards.
Yep, just got up there a little bit anxious, and Kearney Catholic just jumped on that one, but let's bring up about 1st and 15.
There's one other score going on here in Class C1. Right now, top-seeded Ashland Greenwood having their way in Grand Island against Central Catholic, 24-0. That game is at halftime. Here on ESPN, we'll deliver your in-game scores. Valentino's of the Kearney area will deliver right to your door. They fake the handoff. Masker's going to keep it, has a little room to the outside, and he's going to be short of midfield and run out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 10 and set up now 2nd and 5 for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, just a nice fake to Bryce James. SCOTUS collapsed on Bryce James, and then John Masker boots it to the left side here, Randy, picking up 10 yards.
And they're waiting for the first down marker to weave his way through the Kearney Catholic players, who, by the way, are still 4 yards off the line, off the sideline there. So I don't know why he's running through the crowd. But in any event, near midfield, they'll be 2nd and about 4 from the 48-yard line. Masker checks his wristband, steps in under center, hands it to James. James with a little counter, and he's going to run right into the welcoming arms of Riley Gilson and push Gilson back to about the 50-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 2. And again, it'll be 3rd and 3 here for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, and just you know, getting that handoff deep is Bryce James, and then he kind of picks where he wants to go on that. He kind of took a step to the right side and then came back across here and tried to get over here by Dennis Cabanning and those guys on the left side over here, Randy. And SCOTUS did a real good job coming up. They're filling their linebackers are filling really hard for SCOTUS.
Again, you play a good football team, and you have to go 15 yards because of those penalties instead of 10, it will add up on you. We'll see if Kearney Catholic can overcome the penalty. They hand it off the mat to James. James with a little stiff arm as he was being stood up as he crossed the line of scrimmage. That stiff arm is more than enough for the first down. It gained him a couple of extra yards. Have been close without it. Might have been a two-yard game without it, but he got a four-yard run right up the middle with that stiff arm of the turf and is able to vault over his own hand. And it'll be first and 10 as Kearney Catholic is now in Columbus SCOTUS territory for the second time today.
And just a nice hard run by Bryce James there, Randy. Also, the line up front's doing a good job for Kearney Catholic.
Stars trail at 7-6. Under center is Masker. Hard count, nearly got him offside. Going to hand it off to James. James makes one man miss, comes right up the middle, and will take it all the way down to the 40-yard line. A 7-yard run by Bryce James, but a couple of jukes, got a couple of guys just to be a little bit off kilter there, and he was able to slip through there for a 7-yard gain.
Yeah, and that's one thing, you know, as we've mentioned before on Bryce, is if he can get out in that open, and he's pretty shifty, just like he gets that handoff deep in the backfield, 6, 7, 8 yards deep sometimes, and he makes that first guy miss because he's a pretty shifty guy when he gets up there. He makes that first one miss, made another one miss about after gaining about two, and ends up picking up about 6, 7 yards on the play.
Masker's going to be out of the shotgun here on 2nd and 3 from the 40-yard line. He has James off to his right side. High snap, hands it to James. James has a lead blocker, gets it across the 40, and it's on the near sidelines. We're not sure exactly where he stepped out of bounds, but it's going to be awfully close to the first down marker. He's going to gain on the play. We'll call it 3, and we'll see whether or not it is going to be enough for a first down.
And yep, it looks like they got a little bit of a holding here on Kearney
Catholic. Yep, they have the flag. I did not see the flag. That'll be a 10-yard penalty. A little bit downfield, not quite the line of scrimmage, and that'll back him up, and it'll make it 2nd and about 12.
It's one of those that it looked like, you know, when one of the guys pulled there, Randy, coming across there, he did a good job picking up the very first guy on that, but that's exactly where he kind of threw the flag at that point. I didn't really see it, but, you know, and then Bryce bounces off that and would have been close to picking up that first down.
7-6, SCOTUS has a lead. Kearney Catholic now, after that penalty, has it 2nd and 11 from the 48. Shotgun for Masker. Masker will throw. He's back there, got plenty of time. Now will run. He'll bring it across the 50, put his head down to about the 45, down to about the 44. And so he's going to pick up marginal gain there, as he's going to gain maybe about 4 yards on the scramble. Had plenty of time to throw, but could not find anyone to throw to. Good coverage there by SCOTUS.
Yeah, it was, Randy. As you know, Kearney Catholic had some trips to the right, and they had a single person out here on this left side, Randy, and they did a great job of covering that, and the line for Kearney Catholic did a real good job because John Matzker had plenty of time to survey. He was doing his progressions. There was nothing open. He took it right up the middle and then picked up some yardage up for Kearney Catholic.
Ryan Mustard, who was playing nose guard, has to come out of the game right now because apparently he has a scratch and they have to attend to him because of the blood rule. Shotgun formation here for Masker. 3rd and 7 from the 44. Looking to throw. Blitz coming. Makes one man miss. Looking to throw. He'll throw it deep and into coverage, and it's going to be intercepted at about the 12-yard line.
Yeah, they blitzed that linebacker, kind of a delayed blitz there, and they blitzed the linebacker coming up the middle there. Jake Boss is one of them that came up the middle on that, and then John Masker kind of stepped to the side, tried to hit Bryce James coming out of the backfield, circling around and coming back towards the middle, threw it up there, and I think it was Lamb that kind of came across there, Randy, and picked that one off from his safety spot.
Honestly, nice punt.
Yep, exactly.
An incomplete pass. Kearney Catholic right now would be punting, and they would take it if they were able to give SCOTUS the ball at the 14-yard line. That would have been a 33-yard net gain there. I think Kearney Catholic would take that. So SCOTUS does have the ball after the turnover. They run the little jet sweep there and running around Pelster. Pelster cuts back to the inside, makes one man miss, and then there's a collection of stars that pick him up at about the 18-yard line. Excuse me, at about the 28-yard line, I apologize. So that's going to be a nice gain on the play of about 14.
Yep, just coming with that kind of jet sweep motion out of it. Randy coming across here has a couple lead blockers with his backs out of there, and he follows those guys real well. Chase Murphy came flying up there to kind of turn him back into the inside, but got blocked a little bit there too, Randy, and he makes a nice run out of that for a first down.
SCOTUS is beginning to assert themselves a little bit here. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. They lead it 7-6. A little counter here to Spenseri. Spenseri goes off that left side. He started on the right wing. It comes across on the left side and is going to gain about 4.
Yep, kind of that little jet sweep motion again out of it. You know, wing T with bringing that opposite wing guy coming across there. And then he has those backs out in front of him, so it's kind of like a sweep type thing. And he has some lead blockers out there, and it's going to be about 2nd and about 4 on this play.
Yeah, I didn't think he got as far as he was, but the officials had it marked, and it's going to be, I think this might, I don't know if they're going to get this off. There's only 4 seconds left to go in the quarter. Under center is Duren. Duren will get it off just in time, run right up the middle. And it's Dodson who's trying to get a few extra yards, and he will bring it out to about the 38-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3 and enough for the first down. So the final play of the first quarter, SCOTUS beginning to drive as they've already covered about 24 yards in 3 plays on this drive. They lead it 7-6 as we head to the second quarter. Kearney Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS will have more football for you here from Pawnee Park in Columbus. We come back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We're at the stadium at Pawnee Park in Columbus. SCOTUS right now has a 7-6 lead at Kearney Catholic as we're about to start the second quarter. And right now, SCOTUS has a little bit of momentum as well after that interception, which they were able to end the Kearney Catholic drive following a long pass at the 14-yard line. They now have it 1st and 10 from their own 39. Duren under center. You're going to hand it off to his first running back coming through there and running hard. It's going to be Jake Boss. Boss is going to bring it across midfield to about the, well, they're going to put him right at the 50-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 11 here for Jake Boss. And I'll tell you what, he does run behind those shoulder pads. And if unless you can hit him low, number 38 is going to run right over the top of you.
Yeah, he is. You know, 5'11", 185-pound running back, Randy. And he just lowers his shoulders and he goes right at you. And that's what they do. They keep mixing it up, you know, giving that ball to the wing guys, and they give that ball to the fullback, and that's one time they gave it to him.
36 yards on the drive so far. They hand it off to Pelster off that right side, and he's going to have enough for the – no, not quite enough for the first down. He drags one guy that was tied onto his feet after he got across the 45-yard line. He's going to take it down to the 43, so that'll be a gain of 7. And, again, that hole closed, but closed very late.
Yeah, it did. And it was one of them, I think Chase Murphy, Bryce, was in there, and I think Grant came up from his safety spot. But it was one of those that Randy, he got about 6-7 yards on the play off that. You know, and Boss is one of the guys that was leading that block out there for Columbus SCOTUS.
Again, out of that wing T formation, Duren under center. Man in motion is going to be Spenseri, and they're going to hand the ball off to him, and he's going to have more than enough for the first down. He'll take it down to the 31, a gain of 12.
Yep, out of that wing T, and then they bring that right wing guy in coming across there, Randy. They give it to him, so they have a fullback in the left wing, you know, leading that block, and so he has some blockers out there, and they end up picking up the first down to Columbus SCOTUS here at about the 32-yard line.
Well, you wonder if Kearney Catholic is going to have to do some run blitzing here. 7-6, SCOTUS has the lead, 10:45 to go here in the first quarter. Handoff right up the middle to Boss, and Boss is going to be tripped up by Bushcutter, but he's going to get down to about the 25-yard line. That'll be a gain of 7, and if Grant doesn't hit him right on the thigh pad there. He was going to take it to the house.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, they just keep on switching that up, Randy. They give it to the guy in motion. They give, don't give it to him. They give it to Boss. So they just keep rotating a lot of things here. And Boss took that right up the middle for a six-yard gain.
That wing tee will spread you thin because you have to protect about three different angles. Jet sweep. They're going to hand it off to Pelster. Pelster trying to get the edge. Does. There's a flag down. Cuts back to the inside at about the 10. And they're actually going to drive him back to about the 12. There is a flag down. Generally where you think you would see a hold. And we'll see whether or not this is against SCOTUS.
As they took that to that right side there, Randy, right off when he caught right by the line of scrimmage, gained about 4 yards, 5 yards off the play. That flag came right in there.
Murphy led the tackle.
And they did. Yeah, they signaled hold.
And it's going to be a hold on the Shamrock, so that'll back them up. But it was downfield, so that we'll repeat second down. They'll end up losing about 3 or 4 yards from the original line of scrimmage is about all because that was a hold downfield. And we'll see exactly where they mark it. They'll put the ball at about the 29-yard line. So it'll be second and 7. So they do lose about 4 because they were 6 yards upfield when they committed the penalty.
Yeah, and you know, it's just one of those things. You get by those guys, you see the offensive and defensive linemen kind of locked up there, and that's one of the calls that they have been calling has been the holding on the outside.
We've got about 10 minutes to go here in the first half. 7-6, SCOTUS with the lead. Duren under center with the wing T formation. He'll roll out looking for his first pass. It's going to be a screen on this left side, and it's going to be incomplete. And Kearney Catholic's going to pick it up in case that was a lateral. It was forward, yep. I'm real sure. But Hammock will pick it up, and the ball falls to the turf. And now it's going to be third and about 7 here for SCOTUS.
Yeah, and Hammock did a real good job that time staying in his area as they fake that handoff going to the right, and he just kind of rolls, Randy. And then they try to set that screen up back here to the left side. And Creighton Hammock from his cornerback position did a good job of reading that, and he was right there. If they would have caught it, he would have been right there for the tackle.
So third and 7, clock stop, right at 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Duren under center, wing T formation again for SCOTUS. They'll hand it off to the left side, trying to get the edge of Spenseri. Spenseri will get a little bit to the outside, but there's enough pursuit there for Kearney Catholic. Bushcutter was able to extend it. Hammock was able to clean it up, and John Bach got a big piece of that as well. That'll be a gain of about a yard and a half, and that's about all for Spenseri.
Yeah, and that time Creighton Hammock did a good job also there coming up there, Randy, like you said. And then once Grant saw that it was a run play, he came flying up from his safety spot, John Bach from his cornerback spot, to hold these guys to a short game.
Fourth and 5 from the 27-yard line. The Kearney Catholic faithful to our right are on their feet. Spenseri is under center. Put a man in motion. Excuse me, it's Duren on under center. Rolling out, pressure coming. Now he'll step up, he'll throw, and it's going to be intercepted at the 5-yard line.
I think Harrison Pierce.
Yeah, Harrison Pierce was able to step in there, not willing to just knock that down and worry about whether or not Grant Lom was able to make the catch. He just wanted to make sure Kearney Catholic had the ball, so he intercepts it at the 5-yard line. For SCOTUS, that's not a bad play there. It's kind of a fortunate thing. Both teams have intercepted the other about the same area of the field. Both times, the team that got intercepted actually worked out for him.
Yeah, it did, Randy, because that was fourth down, like you said, fourth and about 6 yards for him, and as he rolls out, Austin Arntz came flying in there, and he had to dodge Austin and then get his feet set and try to throw that one, and threw it a little bit short, and Harrison Pierce intercepts it at about the 5-yard line.
Like to say thanks to our presenting sponsors as the State Football Playoffs, Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, also at DinsdaleAuto.com. Stars will have it first and 10 at their own 6-yard line. They'll hand it off to James. James has a little seam, now bounces it to the outside. He'll bring it across the 10 to about the 12-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 6.
Yeah, just a nice hard run going to the left side. Bryce James gets that ball, handed off to him deep, you know, about 5-6 yards, and then he kind of goes to that middle and then bounces it out to the left side. Bryce did a good job of running there, and the guys on the outside did a great job. The wide receivers blocking downfield.
Actually, it's a gain of 7 on the play, and he got a little bit further upfield than I thought from this angle. Stars will have trips to the right. Shotgun formation here for Masker. Actually, has James in front of him, they'll hand it up ahead to James. James going right up the middle and not much room to run. And he will gain maybe about a yard on the play, about a yard and a half. So it's going to be third and a yard and a half.
Yep, as they gave it to him pretty deep there, handoff. He kind of does that zone read type stuff. He looked like he was going to come back to this right side, Randy, that wasn't there, so he cut it back to the left side, picks up about a yard, yard and a half on the play.
So this is a big third down here for Kearney Catholic. They need to start winning the field position battle a little bit because, actually, since Kearney Catholic took the 6-0 lead, SCOTUS has done an okay job of not dominating, but they've had the better of it from that point on. Stars trail it 7-6 with 8:06 to go here in the second quarter. There's going to be a quad, kind of a diamond formation to the right. Shotgun formation here for Masker. James is in the backfield with him. Now James is going to move out there, and we'll see if they set up the screen. They do. They throw it right up the middle, and Kearney Catholic, they're going to throw a flag, and I think this is too many men. I think we're across the line of scrimmage.
Yep,
it's by the official that was on the line of scrimmage there, so we'll see whether or not this is ineligible receivers downfield.
Yeah, that's what they're going to get together and kind of see, you know, he's telling them, I had this many people on this side, you know, what did you have?
And well, Tyler Linder is leading the discussion.
Yep.
They're going to wave off the flag.
Yep.
Again, you know, you huddle up, you don't complain about it.
Exactly, and I could see him going, you know, waving like, this is how many I had, and I think the other guy's like, this is what I had, and so they got together, and like you said, Randy, when they get together like that and discuss it, you know, there's nothing wrong with what they do there.
Well, the pass, I believe, was actually, I didn't mention it, the pass was complete, I believe, to 32, was it not? Braxton Bellamy.
Braxton Bellamy.
Yep, so Braxton is able to make the catch, handoff here to James on 1st and 10 from the 22. And he's not going to get a whole lot.
No, that time up front, they did a little bit of stunting on that right side. And they talked about that on the way down, how they'll do a little bit of where they stunt one guy in the middle and loop another guy out and around. And that's exactly what they did this time, Randy, and hold Bryce James to no gain.
So no gain on that play at all for James. And it'll be now 2nd and 10 from the 22-yard line. And we'll see what they have stirred up here. Kearney Catholic kind of taking their time here. They're going to split out Mestel and Harrison Pierce on the left side. Two running backs now are going to be behind, and they hand it off to James. James jumps over the lead block of Andrew Harms and is going to gain about 5 yards. We say running back. You don't see 71 in the backfield very often.
I asked Andrew the other day, hey, do they ever give that to you? No, he said, not that I don't want it, but no. But that, you know, they had an I formation there, and Andrew Harms leads that block up there, and that's a good guy to follow right there, and Bryce ends up picking up about 7 yards on the play.
We're going to call it here 3rd and 3.5, and again, a key first down conversion opportunity here on 3rd down for the Stars. 6:22 to go before halftime. Man in motion is going to be Mestel. Shotgun formation here for Masker. They'll hand it off to James. James, following a couple of lead blockers, bounces off of one guy, puts his hands down to keep his balance, gains a couple of extra yards. It's going to be a gain of about 10 on the play, and the star is moving the chains.
Yeah, they took Tyler Mestel, moved him, you know, in motion from right to left, and they gave the ball to Bryce James. He went to the left side also, following Tyler's blocks. But he wanted to kind of cut it up front there a little bit. And he looked, and there's no way he could get there, so he bounced it outside again. And then they kind of had a little bit of a wall there, and he picks up the first down.
Austin Ahrens was his lead blocker out there and did a nice job. Actually hit one guy so hard and knocked out another guy. He actually cleared two with one block, so a nice job there by Ahrens on the play. Split out wide is going to be, I think this is Harrison Pierce on the near side. Under center is going to be Masker. Masker hands it off to the running back, and Bryce James will bring it across the line of scrimmage, have a couple of yards. That's going to be about all until Alec Foles is able to tackle him.
Takes a deep handoff, does Bryce, and then he kind of does that little zone read out of those situations. He kind of wanted to bounce it to this right side. It looked like he took about a step to the right side and then just kind of dove up the middle and picked up a couple on that play.
Presenting sponsors of the state football playoffs include Husker Power Products, Irrigation and Industrial Engines, Pumps and Generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. 2nd and 8 for Kearney Catholic, trailing at 7-6 with 5:35 to go here before halftime. Only back in the backfield is deep, and that's going to be Bryce James. Masker is under center, and they're going to run it. No, they're going to fake it off to him. A little bit of pressure. The throw down the middle, and it's going to be late and intercepted. Making the interception here is going to be Harrington. Harrington cuts back to the right side, and he's going to be pulled down at about the 42-yard line. Not a bad little return there for Harrington. And again, that might have been deflected just as he got it off because the pocket was collapsing around Masker.
Yeah, it was. As he kind of faked that handoff to James, and he kind of tried to roll out to the right side. And in the defensive end on this side, Randy kind of stepped up, so he had to step up into the middle of that pocket. And in the other defensive end on that other side came in there pretty hard. And as he was getting rid of it, he kind of got hit there too as he was getting rid of the football.
And again, I think maybe just a fingertip brush as the ball went off. Didn't take a lot off of it, but enough when you try to throw the ball about 20 yards downfield. Mm-hmm. Under center. It's going to be Duren. Duren gives it right up the middle, bouncing to the outside. It's going to be Spenseri, and Spenseri will have a first down at the 30, a gain of 12.
Yeah, just a nice run for Spenseri that time as he gets that ball, Randy, coming across that on that wing tee, and he kind of cuts it across there, you know, the guard and the tackle area, and he picks up the first down for SCOTUS down to the 30-yard line now.
Well, the Kearney Catholic defense is going to have to bend their back here a little bit, stiffen things up as Duren will step in under center. Wing T formation again, and they'll hand it off to the first guy, Boss. Boss right up the middle, just nothing fancy about that. And he got a couple of yards, and that's just smash-mouth football.
Yeah, this time, you know, they just do all these different things, Randy, to keep you, you know, honest on everything. You can't just key on one person, as they gave the ball off to, you know, three or four different people already, and Boss is the one that they'll hammer it up the middle with.
After the exact same play, they don't hand it off to Boss. They hand it to the next guy, mm-hmm. which is Bailey Pelster. So they run the exact same formation. You're not sure who's going to be getting the ball. Under center, Duren. Duren hands it off to Boss again. Boss this time has a little bit more room to run. He'll bring it out to near the 20-yard line, and that's going to be awfully close to a first down.
Yep, and as he just kind of took about two steps to his left and then hands it off to Boss coming on that left side for SCOTUS right up the middle. It's going to be just a little bit short, but it's going to be bring up third down and very short.
Bushcutter led the tackle, and again, that's too many times to mention the safety's name. It is going to be short. They're going to be attending right now to number 79, Colin Arredondo, and he can stay in that game. They're just checking his equipment as his helmet was on the verge of coming off. They stopped the clock for that. And we've got 4 minutes to go here before halftime. 7-6, SCOTUS has the lead. They've got it third and one at the 21-yard line of Kearney Catholic. Wing T formation, Duren under center. Only one back in the backfield right behind him, and we've got motion up front, and I think that's going to be a 5-yard penalty on Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, it looked like Kearney Catholic jumped on that one, Randy.
Yep, and that's going to move them back. It certainly looks like Kearney, haven't seen the indication. There it is, encroachment on the defense. You can tell by the body language for Kearney Catholic that it was going to be on the folks in the white jerseys.
Yeah, it's one of those, come running up there quickly, Randy, and then they do a little bit of a hard count, and just got one of the guys to jump for Kearney Catholic.
In six-man action, Riverside right now leading Sioux County 16-6. And Spalding Academy, Minotaur, no score. As that game is just getting underway, it won't be no score for very long. Pitch out to Pelster on that right side. Pelster's going to bring it to about the 10, 11-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 3. We'll see where they unstack it. They ended up shoving it back to about the original line of scrimmage. But he had forward progress, and they're going to say it's to the 12.
Yeah. And he just took that and went to the right side, Randy, and he follows his fullback and the other wing T guy out there on the right side, and they follow him, and so he has some lead blockers out there, and he ends up, you know, picking up about 3 yards on the play.
3:10 to go before halftime, 7-6. SCOTUS with the lead, 2nd and 7 at the Kearney Catholic 12. Wing T formation again. A little bit of reverse here. They give it to Pelster. Pelster cuts back to the inside, and he's in for the touchdown. They handed it off to one wing back. He handed it off to the other wing back on a quick little counter, and that's a 12-yard run for the touchdown.
Yeah, just a nice little play design because as they, you know, went to the other side there, and then they handed it off, Randy, on that little bit of a reverse type of action. They, you know, Kearney Catholic was really flowing to that other side, and, you know, he gave it back to him and going right through there for the touchdown for Columbus SCOTUS.
Cole Harrington will now try to add the extra point, make this an 8-point ball game. Harrington came in 44-48 on extra points on the season. The snap is down. The kick is up. It is high, and it is good. It is now 14-6. SCOTUS with the lead over Kearney Catholic with 2:56 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And Kearney Catholic gives up the touchdown with a plenty of time to respond here. 2:56 to go in the second quarter, but they trail it now 14-6 as teeing it up for the Shamrocks is going to be Alec Foles. Foles will come up to it, and a high kick, and it's going to be picked up by Cooper Holbrook. Holbrook has a lead blocker in Bach. He'll get about to the 21, the 22-yard line, and that's going to be about it.
Yep, as Bach and Cooper Holbrook kind of looked at each other, who was going to get it, and they finally came up with Cooper Holbrook got it. Comes out to the right side here, Randy. Pretty decent pursuit for SCOTUS to get down there on the field, and we got a Kearney Catholic guy that's down on the field right now, too.
And it appears to be cramping is what it looks like. When you see those legs moving like that, that's either that or, again, you get that kick in the gut when the pile lands on top of you. So, again, we don't think that this is going to be very serious at all, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. We mentioned the six-man scores for you just a little bit ago. Also in Class C1 over in Grand Island, right now, Ashlyn Greenwood leads the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic 30-7. That game is now in the fourth quarter. Here on KXPN, we'll deliver your in-game scores. Valentino's of Kearney delivers to your door. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game or call for one of the great pizzas. Or you can carry out. Valentino's also delivers in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Braxton Bellamy, again, I think just had the wind knocked out of him.
Yep.
And he's walking off unaided off the football field here. So the Stars will have it first and 10 from the 22-yard line. And they need to build some momentum. If not, get points on the board here before halftime. Momentum would be something very, very nice to have.
Yeah, just moving the football would be nice here.
They hand it off to James. James is going to try to take it to the outside, get back to line of scrimmage, tuck it in. He's going to end up gaining about 2, maybe 3 yards. It looked like he was going to be stuffed for a loss, but there was a last-minute block, but a little extra surge there by Dennis Cabanting that allows him to gain about 3 on the play.
Yep, as he came to the right side here, did Bryce James, Kearney Catholic's right side. He got Dennis Cabanting out there front, Randy, blocking for you. Like you said, picked up a little bit of a surge from Dennis Cabanting and picked up about 3 yards on the play.
It's kind of a football tug of war there, yeah. And then finally Cabanting was able to kind of get a little bit lower pressure there and start pushing back. Man in motion is going to be Hammock. He'll go now to the left side of the field. He's the only one on the wide side of the field. They hand it off now to James. James has a lead blocker, outruns one man, will cut it back on that outside, and has enough for the first down as he's going to be marked at about the 35-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 10 for James on his 16th carry of the first half.
Yeah, just coming around to the left side for Kearney Catholic there. He picked up a couple of good blocks out there, Randy, and picks up the first down. But
there is a flag at the 31-yard line. Yep. And the officials are talking here, and it's just going to be a sideline warning on Kearney Catholic.
Okay.
Again, they have one of the nice things about an artificial surface here. You have the white stripe there, and if you're in that white stripe, then it's a sideline warning, and the next one of those would be a penalty on Kearney Catholic.
But a nice run by Bryce James on that one to get him out to about the 36 here, Randy.
Masker in the shotgun, hands it off to James. Little line surge. James will be pulled down at about the 39.5-yard line. Gain of about 3.5. Nothing special about that, except the offensive line really with that surge that makes something happen.
Yep, just a good, like you said, a good offensive line surge out of that situation, and then by the time he picks up about 3.5 yards, there's some linebackers there making the tackle, but the offensive line did a good job for Kearney Catholic.
Well, as officials will often do, especially on an artificial turf field, they either round up or round down, and they rounded down. The ball is spotted right on the 39-yard line. Masker's going to keep it himself, spin, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it. There was pretty good surge on that left side of the Kearney Catholic offensive line, and it allowed the timing of that to be disrupted.
Yep, as they wanted to kind of run that option to that left side, they had a guy on that left side there, Randy, which had been SCOTUS's right side. Their cornerback came flying up there and took the pitch man right away, and then John Masker read that and tried to pick up what he could on that.
Cutting in there was Garrett Shanley, who really disrupted that. Didn't make the tackle, but he was the one that kind of made Masker spin a little bit earlier than he wanted to. 48 seconds to go here before halftime. Stars have it 3rd and 6 from their own 40-yard line. One wide out to the right. Now a man in motion comes across there. They fake the jet sweep. Masker looking to throw. Now Masker's going to run, and he's going to tuck it and get enough for the first down just short of midfield. They're going to spot him down at the 47.5, and discretion being the better part of valor there as he decides to protect himself a little bit by getting out of bounds.
Yep, and a good thing, you know, he gets out of bounds, stops the clock for Kearney Catholic, picks up that first down. Columbus SCOTUS did a good job of covering the guys downfield. And John Masker scrambles up there for the first down for Kearney Catholic.
And that's a good decision because the backup quarterback is not playing in the football game because Blake Holtmeyer is hurt. So Kearney Catholic cannot afford any more injuries. So the quarterback protects himself, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's a smart play. Stops the clock with 32 seconds left. Masker looking to throw. Has time. Throws down that left side. Caught by Mestel. Makes a little spin move, and he's going to get knocked out of bounds after he gets across midfield to about the 45-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 8.
Yep, and then as he spun, you know, they just ran an out route on that side there. Tyler kind of sat down in that situation. They had one deep. It was Harrison Pierce ran one a little bit deeper, and he had plenty of time to John Masker to throw the football. Eventually, he wanted Harrison Pierce downfield a little bit farther, but SCOTUS had that covered up. And then they get the ball to Tyler Mestel for about an 8-yard gain after he kind of, you know, squirms around and gets out of bounds on that.
24 seconds left here before halftime. Kearney Catholic trails at 14-6. Stars do have all 3 timeouts left, so they can throw this ball middle of the field, whatever they want to do. Shotgun formation. Bushcutter is going to come across to the right side, so there's trips out on that side. That's the direction Masker's looking. Now he looked to the left. Now he's got time to throw still. We'll throw it on that left side, and he throws it to over Mr. Murphy's head and onto the track and incomplete. There was plenty of coverage downfield that was awfully good, and John Masker did not want to give up a negative play, so he throws it out of bounds.
Yep, as he looked over here to this right side to see what he could give, you know, on this right side as we had some people coming in motion, and then Grant kind of ran about a crossing route underneath there, and by the time Grant kind of broke open, Randy, John's just got rid of it out of bounds on that one.
Well, again, it was a little late to be breaking open for Masker, who really wasn't threatened, but I think he made a good decision. Again, trips to the right. Masker's looking to the left, throws, and it's going to be incomplete. Creighton Hammack was open at about the 29-yard line, but the timing of that, for whatever reason, was a little bit off, and now it's going to be fourth down.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, the timing was just a little bit off. They, you know, Creighton wasn't, you know, as he ran the out route there, he ran it. John looked like he wanted him to run a little bit shorter, and Creighton ran it a little bit longer, and it just the timing just wasn't quite there.
So it is fourth down, but there's only 12 seconds left. Kearney Catholic probably on this play would run, you know, at least 6 seconds off, maybe even more than that. And so I think they're going to go for it. They're not going to punt. You run just as many risks having that blocked if you are going to punt it. So Masker looks at his wristband, trips to the right, one wide out to the left. Masker is going to be in the shotgun formation. Again, Bushcutter will come in motion to the right side, the wide side. Masker's looking left, throws it in underneath to James. James makes one man miss, brings it across the 40, down to the 35, and it's going to be stopped at about the 32-yard line with 3 seconds left. They will stop the clock to mark the first down, and Kearney Catholic will take that opportunity to call timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. A nice little 15-yard gain on that play. And now Kearney Catholic will have it 1st and 10 from the 32 with 3 seconds left. I don't think you're going to try a 49-yard field goal here. But what wind there is, and there isn't a whole lot, what wind there is would be at the kicker's back if they chose to do so.
Yep, and then that's one thing that they're kind of talking about here. And I think
Grant has the tee in his hand. Yeah, Grant has the tee in his hand.
Yep. So they are going to try the field goal right here, and watching him in warmups, Randy, he was having no problem with those, you know, kicking that, you know, because he had about five or six of them that he was kicking on the 40-yard line, and they were going in. So he, like you said, a little bit of a breeze. If it's going to be there, it's going to be helping him right now. So they're going to try the field goal.
Well, 49 yards out, and I'll tell you what, he hits this field goal, it certainly will make up for the missed extra point.
You bet.
Stars trailing it here, 14-6, 3 seconds to go. And the Stars, it would appear, are going to try a 49-yard field goal on the last play of the first half. And it's taking a little time to get everybody organized after the timeout. And so the official is still standing over the football. Now they mark it ready for play. Masker will hold. Tyler Mestel is the snapper. A little bit of movement up front. And now they throw flags, and I think they're going to say that the penalty was on Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, I think somebody kind of leaned up.
And that's going to be a 5-yard penalty on the Stars. And now Grant's going to pick up the tee and throw it to the sideline, I believe. Are they going to try a 54-yarder?
Well, he's got the tee in that
left hand. He's moving back. Now you got to make the decision. I got to decide if I'm going to have this. And they're going to now make this a 54-yard field goal. Well, this would be a career long. I've seen him do it in practice, and we've got a timeout.
Yep.
And Kearney Catholic's going to call timeout to talk about if this is what they want to do. So timeout here for Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. And again, there's a difference between doing it when nobody's around on the artificial surface over at UNK, which is where a lot of this practice for my son has been over the years, and doing it here. And the difference I'm not referring to is the fact that the goalposts are actually wider in high school than they are in the college field. It's a little bit different when you're doing this one live.
Yep. And you got to have everything go, you know, the snap's got to be there, the hold's got to be there. They got to do well, you know, do real well up front blocking and stuff. So,
and it appears they're deciding that 54 yards might be biting off more than they can chew, because it does not appear that Kearney Catholic is going to be kicking it. No, Grant's going to play the in the slot here instead of being in kick formation. So the 5-yard penalty takes the 49-yard field goal opportunity away. And so Masker will be in the shotgun. Trips to the left, pressure coming. Masker makes one man miss. He's going to air it out, throws it deep. It's down there, and it's going to be intercepted at the goal line, and it'll end up being a touchback. And again, just get it to the end zone, hope something good happens, but it is intercepted in the end zone by Grant Lom, and that will do it for the first half. Kearney Catholic has a little work to do here at intermission. They need to find a way to erase an 8-point deficit. They trail Columbus Scotus 14-6. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com, or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
And welcome back here to Pioneer Park in Columbus, as Columbus Scotus leads Kearney Catholic 14-6 here at intermission. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Kearney Catholic finds themselves down by 8 here at intermission as Scotus rattled off the last 14 points of the football game. Your scoring summary looks like this. After a turnover and Kearney Catholic getting the short field, Bryce James was able to capitalize it. A two-play, 45-yard drive. He goes in for the 5-yard touchdown, does James on the run. The extra point by Bushcutter was no good. It was 6-0. And then Columbus Scotus took the lead when Tanner Spenseri went in from 1 yard out to capitalize on a nice drive. The extra point by Cole Harrington was good. It was 7-6 SCOTUS. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. Only touchdown of the second quarter goes to Bailey Pelster on a 12-yard run. Again, the extra point by Harrington was good. It is now 14-6 here at intermission. And Kearney Catholic, a few 5-yard penalties, a couple of holding penalties. Penalties have been a little bit of a factor for them. Plus, John Masker has thrown 3 interceptions. That last one, pretty much meaningless. The other one that was late on third down, threw it deep. It was intercepted at the 14-yard line. Gave Columbus Scotus some momentum, but it really didn't hurt him in that sense. But still, 3 turnovers here for Kearney Catholic, 1 by Scotus.
Yep, and there's been a couple times, Randy, where he's been going back there to pass, and he's gotten a little bit of pressure. But for the most part, the line up front has done a real good job for Kearney Catholic. There's times we've mentioned when he's rolling out, he's surveying his 3 or 4 receivers that he has out there, and he's looking. That one's not open. That one's not open. That one's not open. So the line has done a pretty good job for Kearney Catholic, and it's one of those things though that he's kind of heaved it down there a couple of times. They got the interception down about the 14 yard line, which was okay because it was one of those things that you're going, well, it would have been incomplete, they would have had to punt, and they got the ball there. But up front for Kearney Catholic, they've been doing a pretty good job most of the time, but every once in a while, and they mentioned this on the way down, and I've been kind of watching a little bit of it, they stunt. Scotus up front a little bit, and they stunt, and then they send a linebacker in some of those places, and then you're trying to block 2 guys with 1 and so on and so forth. So Scotus is kind of doing some of those situations right now. Right off the bat, they really didn't do that, but then all of a sudden, about the 3rd and 4th possessions that Kearney Catholic had, they're starting to do that. They're starting to do a little bit of stunting, and they were starting to do a lot of blitzing in the back from their linebacker positions. And, Bryce James has done a good job of running the football. He's a tough runner. He's elusive, but he's got some power also out there. The Kearney Catholic needs to come out here in this second half here, hold Scotus on the, because I think Scotus gets the ball back right off the bat.
Yep.
And, if they can hold them and get a good field position situation and punch it in, they're down 14-6 right now. And it's just been one of those games that's been kind of back and forth. Scotus is doing their thing. They, power you, sweep you, power sweep things, and you just don't know who has the football. It's out of the, like you said one time, Randy, there, it's out of the same formation. That do they give it to the fullback, do they give it to this guy coming around? They got a lot of different things that they're doing, and they've looked pretty good from about that 2nd or 3rd possession on down the line here. They've been looking pretty good.
Well, let's go through some numbers for you here in the first half. We mentioned our score here at intermission. Columbus Scotus leads at 14-6 over Kearney Catholic. For Scotus, Tanner Spenseri has 7 carries for 57 yards and a touchdown. Bailey Pelster has 7 carries for 53 yards and a touchdown. Marcus Dodson has 2 carries for 4 yards. And Jake Boss, who's been their leading rusher on the season, has 7 carries for 37 yards. So overall, Scotus, 23 carries for 151 yards. They've only tried 2 passes. Both passes by Jared Duran have fallen incomplete. For Kearney Catholic, leading rusher Bryce James, 17 carries, 86 yards here in the first half. John Masker has 4 carries for 24 yards. Creighton Hammock tried a jet sweep for no yardage, so 1 carry, no yards. Stars as a team, 22 carries for 108 yards. John Masker throwing the football, 4 of 9, 3 interceptions, and 71 yards here on the in the first half, and 40 of those 71 yards came on one play, his first pass of the game that was caught by Grant Bushcutter and taken down to the 5-yard line after the turnover. So that was really kind of that bright spot for Kearney Catholic. You got the turnover at the 45-yard line, got a 40-yard pass, and then the 5-yard run by Bryce James. That got them on the board with a 6-0 lead. But then after that, Columbus Scotus, I don't want to say he's taking control of the game because you're a play away from coming back and tying it, but really Scotus from that point on has looked a little bit better than Kearney Catholic.
And they have. They've just been on target, Randy. They just, when they get the football, they've been just moving it down the field, not, you know, 30, 40-yard runs or anything. They'll get a 3-yard run and then a 6-yard run and an 8-yard run and a 3-yard run. You know, they've just been on target on things. Like you said, they, you know, how many carries that they had, you know, and just kept moving for 150-some yards rushing. They're just on target on things. They're just moving the football down the field a little bit. And, you know, the time just ticks away when you can run the football like that. And Kearney Catholic's done a pretty good job. Bryce James with 86 yards rushing, you know, and so they've been doing some good things up front. Just a couple things faltered for them and stuff, but you know, that's why it's 14-6. One play away is Kearney Catholic.
This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. It's 14-6. SCOTUS with the lead here at halftime at Pawnee Park in Columbus. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime here in Columbus. SCOTUS right now leading Kearney Catholic 14-6. Kind enough to join us, football expert for official record of football in the state of Nebraska, the Omaha World Herald, Stu Pospisil. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Randy.
And first of all, your reaction in terms of what you've seen here so far in this game.
Well, you know, obviously.
You know what, Stu? We have problems with the plug in there. So, Don, I hate to say this, you're going to have to take off your headset, and I'll have to ask the question again here. So, sorry about that, Stu.
Take two.
What are your thoughts here in the first half?
Well, you know, for Kearney Catholic being down to Bryce James at running back, he's put in a yeoman effort the first half. You know, field position has worked against the Stars a little bit. And kids are taught to catch the ball on interceptions.
Right, yeah.
But the better play would have been to knock the ball down and get the ball at the 27 on that one interception. But, you know, SCOTUS is giving a lot of different looks. Tanner Spenceri, his grandfather, well-known coach in these parts, and he's had a good first half. You know, I think the Stars just have to come out and maybe get another turnover early. You know, I mean, that was what really set them up for the first score, and just try and get this ball game back to even.
Again, the difficulty in playing SCOTUS is the fact that they can hit you from so many different angles, which is really what that wing tee offense is all about, is about finding that right angle.
And that was a nifty little play, the double handoff from Spenceri to the
Bailey Pelster.
Bailey Pelster, who has some quicks. He's very speedy. So is Spenseri. I think the Stars are going to have to adjust to that too. And like you say, it's a wing tee that you don't see very often.
And run very, very well.
It
is,
right.
And there's a reason it's their bread and butter. Again, we're 14-6. SCOTUS with lead over Kearney Catholic here at halftime. Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald, kind enough to join us. There is one other C1 game that's a final. Ashland Greenwood, 37-7, as they win in Grand Island, ending the season here for Central Catholic. Your thoughts and reaction to what you know about that game?
Well, it was 0-0 after one. Then Ashland Greenwood kind of found itself second quarter, 24-0 at halftime. Gave up a touchdown in the third early to GICC and then scored later right before the end of the third quarter. So Ashland Greenwood, still a young team, and it's a team that went to the state finals last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are now set up for a potential rematch against Cozad, who I looked tonight to beat Shadron in that quarterfinal. So you could have a rematch of the state final in the semi with the winner coming back to Lincoln in another week.
And that'd be, you know, again, that'd be a great rematch as well. Where are you going after this game?
I'm going back into Omaha. Omaha Creighton Prep placed down at Omaha Central at 7 o'clock. So I'm hoping for a nice, quick second half. And we do have two predominantly running teams here, but Kearney Catholic may have to throw the ball and connect a little bit more often here in the second half. But it's a good doubleheader. I try and catch two games on most playoff days. I think next week, as the temperature gets colder, we're going to see more teams maybe trying to play in the afternoon. And next Friday is...
And the distances get a little bit farther apart,
they do
too.
Get a little farther apart. Next Friday, like today, we have a real quandary, and it's going to have to be something the NCAA addresses. You're going to have state football semifinals and state volleyball semifinals on the same day or night. And so you're going to see some football games being played. You know, if the volleyball team's going in the afternoon, they're going to play football at night and vice versa. And it shouldn't have to be that conflict. I will propose next week that we move the C&D volleyball finals from tonight to last night.
Yep.
In the schedule, which is very easy to do. And then move the state semifinals in football from volleyball Friday, where volleyball should get its own weekend anyway, move it to the Monday before the state finals. You still have a week to prepare for the state final, sometimes 8 days, depending on what the rotation is. And football gets its night, volleyball gets its night, and you know, the Kearney Catholics and Columbus SCOTUSes and
Grand
Ashland
Central
Greenwoods,
yeah.
They all are playing volleyball tonight. It's a little bit of a hardship, a little bit of a time concern. You're trying to get back. You're driving 2 hours trying to get to a volleyball match if you're playing in the afternoon. You know, you just hope everybody has safe travels getting from place to place. If we played them on last night, the volleyball district finals, you wouldn't have that concern as much.
Well, I hope you get somewhere with that, because I know there's been a lot of discussion about that through the hallways of Kearney Catholic over the last couple of weeks.
And
you saw this coming.
And unfortunately, the NCAA did not. And, you know, they make decisions, and they don't ever really look at the calendar to see what else it impacts. It's usually up to the public or we sports writers to, hey, this isn't quite right here.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I you know, they don't even look at the calendar for when Nebraska's playing at home in football. You know, they consult us, and, you know, there is a thing called the internet. Let's use it.
Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald, kind of join us here at halftime. You mentioned you're going to have a doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. We got a doubleheader tonight, Kearney High at home against Omaha North, and they've got a pretty big task ahead of them.
Kearney has a huge task. They're going to have to play error-free. They're going to have to just kind of get North out of its comfort zone early. And, you know, last week, I know it was an immediate rematch, and Norfolk has a pretty salty defense. But I saw the first matchup in Kearney, and then for Kearney to only gain 140 yards on Norfolk last week, and really what swung the game, from what I can tell, was the 2-yard pass interception return. You know, if Kearney doesn't get that, they're not playing this week. And, you know, I think it's going to be a tough task for the Bearcats. North maybe learned something from last year where they went out to Grand Island and GI played them tooth and nail for 3.5 quarters, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. took a couple big plays late in the game for North to pull that game out, or Grand Island's in the state final over Norfolk or over North last year. I just think Kearney, the longer Kearney can stay in the game, as the old cliche is, the better off they're going to be. They just cannot fall behind 20 to nothing and expect to win that ball game.
How do you think Grand Island's going to do against Millard West at home?
You know, having watched the fourth quarter of the Westside GI game, you know, Millard West is healthier. It's got its running back going in full gear. Thomas Russell missed a couple three games. He's back to giving them 150 yards and three or four touchdowns a game. If Millard West plays the way it did against Westside last week in the first round, and Westside played a very good game against Grand Island in the regular season, Grand Island is, again, going to have to work to win that ball game tonight, even though it's at home.
Stu, it's always good to see you. Appreciate the time.
Good to see you guys.
Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. We're at halftime. Kearney Catholic trails Columbus Scotus 14-6. And we'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we come back right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Randy Bushcutter, Don Lease here with you from Pioneer Pawnee Park in Columbus as the Stars scored the first 6 points, but then Columbus with the last 14 points of the first half. And so the Stars are down by eight, and they got to kick off here to start the second half. And we heard from Stu at halftime what he kind of thought Kearney Catholic might need to do. What are your thoughts, Don?
That's kind of what I think too, Randy. I think this is going to be crucial right here. You know, if we can get Scotus on a three and out situation here, get some good field position and punch this in and tie this game up right here and get a little momentum for Kearney Catholic.
And there's not been a lot of three and outs that Kearney Catholic's been able to force. If memory serves, I think there's only been one that really either team has had.
Yep, exactly right, Randy. And it's you know, it's tough because, like you said, you know, Scotus just runs that ball, and they just do a lot of different things. You know, who has it? And they're just on course right now.
So Bushcutter will tee it off here. And back deep among those is going to be Cole Harrington. It's going to be short. Harrington's not going to get it. It's going to be picked up by Riley Gilson. And Gilson's just going to come right up the middle and be knocked down at about the 36-yard line. Relatively good field position here for Columbus Scotus. And, again, I think the Stars did not want to give up that big return after giving up a kickoff return for a touchdown last week.
Yeah, and, you know, just getting that high kickoff right there, Randy. And, you know, by the time they recover it or get it, you know, the guys are down there. You know, yeah, they get at the ball at about the 37 here. But, you know, they don't want to give that big return, which Scotus has done to some teams too.
So Duren under center again, wing T formation again here for Columbus Scotus. Two tight ends, wing back in motion. That's going to be Spenseri. They hand it off to Spenseri. Bryce James is at his feet at about the 36-yard line. So they'll be... Well, he might have got back to line of scrimmage, and that's about it. And right now, Kearney Catholic kind of feeling their oats a little bit. They feel pretty good after the first defensive play of the first half.
Yeah, and Bryce coming up from his outside linebacker position there. Spenseri comes in and gets the ball from his left wing tee to going to his right there. And Bryce did a great job of making a nice open field tackle.
Now Spenseri will actually be in the full-fledged backfield, not just the wing position. He'll get the handoff on that left side, and he'll bounce to the outside after he was met there. Bushcutter helps ride him out of bounds. John Bach is out there as well. And Bach is really the one that gets credit for the tackle on the play. It'll be a gain of maybe about three, and Kearney Catholic really selling out to stop the running game.
Yeah, they are. And we kind of mentioned that, Randy, you know, back in the second quarter, that Kearney Catholic might have to do some run blitzes or crowd the line of scrimmage, and that's kind of what they're doing is they're starting to crowd the line of scrimmage more.
And again, when that happens, you make yourself vulnerable to this passing attack that Columbus SCOTUS can do. They have a number of guys that have about 25 yards per catch. So when they hit big. Man in motion is going to be Pelster. He'll stop. Looking to throw here is going to be Duren. Duren will swing it out to Spenseri. Spenseri cuts to the outside, brings it across midfield. Hammack will tackle him after he gets down to about the 47-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 11 on the play, and it'll move the chains.
Yep, just getting him out here in space. And you see that they, you know, Kearney Catholic tried to do that with Bryce James. Spenseri, they like to do that also. That's why they do a lot of sweeping action with him. And then they just do a little, you know, pass out here to the flats and then try to get him in open space and see what he can do.
Tanner Spenseri doesn't catch a whole lot of balls, but he got one there for a gain of 11. And now they're going to hand it off to Pelster coming off on that left side. First one there to stand him up, and then he slips off of the tackle being made there by Austin Ahrens. It could have been no gain on the play, but he slipped through there and is going to end up gaining about five.
Yep. You know, when he first came in and got the ball, Randy, coming from his left to right for SCOTUS, he did a good job because right there at the line of scrimmage was a outside linebacker for Kearney Catholic, and he kind of spun in the middle and picked up about 4 or 5 yards on the play.
First drive of the second half here for Columbus SCOTUS, who lead at 14-6, 10:19 to go. Spenseri will be a lead blocker here. No, they actually handed it off to him with that little counteraction. He'll bring it out to the 40, so that'll be a gain of 2. And it's going to set up now 3rd and about 3.
Yep, just as he went in motion there, Randy, kind of stopped right behind his, right by his middle linebacker position, or his middle linebacker or fullback, and kind of tried to follow him, but he busted up through the middle and picked up about 2 yards on the play.
So 3rd and 3, and Kearney Catholic, if they get a successful play here, might force Columbus SCOTUS to punt. If they get half of it, they more than likely would go for it on 4th down. So this is a key play, even if they don't get the first down. Kearney Catholic needs to stiffen their back here. Duren under center, wing T formation. Coming in motion is Pelster, and they're going to hand it off right up the middle. Nice little gain here for Jake Boss, and then takes it to the outside, brings it across to about the 34-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 and a first down.
Yep, as they put Pelster in motion, Randy coming across that just to see if they could get a linebacker to shift or something. And then they give it to Boss right up the middle, and Boss picks up the first down for Columbus SCOTUS.
Again, they sweep one side, they sweep the other side, and a lot of times when they do that, they'll run Boss just right up the middle, and you don't know if you're going to hand it to him or there's just a lot of different things you do with this wing T formation that they run almost exclusively. They'll bring a man in motion, Spenseri. Spenseri goes on that left side, and Duren looking to throw. We'll wing it out here to Pelster. At Pelster in the flat will make the catch, step down that far sideline and get knocked out of bounds at about the 20. That'll be a gain of 14. Second time Spenseri has made the catch. He's got 25 yards here in the second half and all receiving yards for SCOTUS here in the football game.
Yep, as they put, you know, a guy in motion going from right to left, Randy, and then they just do that little swing pass out there to that left side because they got a lead blocker at that point, you know, and then he does a great job of making the first guy miss and then picks up the first down all the way down to the 21-yard line.
Well, he went out of bounds at the 20, but they're going to say that his foot originally touched at the 21, so it'll be a gain of 14. They run the counter to Pelster. Pelster on that left side bounces, runs over one guy, and then gets shoved back there by Creighton Hammack, who comes on backside pursuit. Harrison Pierce and Tyler Mestel also getting a chunk of the tackle there. It would be a gain of about 5.
Yeah, and just, you know, out of that wing tee, you know, they get bring that guy off that left wing and put and give the handoff to him, Randy, and then he has a blocker out in front because the right wing tee guy's out there, and that fullback sometimes is out there. Sometimes they fake it, sometimes they don't, but they get that, you know, people out there, and then they give that handoff and go to that right side.
Two backs in the backfield will be Boss and Kumpf. Under center is going to be Duren. One wing back to the right side, and they run to the left. They hand it off to Kumpf, and Kumpf is going to be stood up as he gets to the 15-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 1. First carry of the game here for Jackson Kumpf, who has 218 yards rushing on the year. Boss, 719. Dodson, 480. You know, none of these numbers are going to knock your socks off, but you total it up because they spread out the ball so evenly. It's a very effective rushing attack here for Columbus SCOTUS.
Yeah, it is, Rand. And we've mentioned it before. You just don't know exactly who's going to get the football. They bring in Kumpf that time, and they give him the football going up the middle. You know, a lot of times, you know, they're trying to give it to Boss up the middle, but this time they gave it to Kumpf up the middle, and you know, now he's back there in the backfield also again.
3rd and 4 from the 15-yard line. Duren under center, looking to throw, swings it out on the left side, going to be caught. cutting back to the inside and getting the first down is going to be Grant Lahm. And Lahm will move it inside the 10. We'll see exactly where they unstack it here as they got it across, and they're going to move the chains after a gain of 8.
Yep, just swing it out there to Grant Lahm out there on that outside. They had a blocker out there because they put that wing T guy out there and kind of, you know, pulled him at that point, Randy, and so they kind of walled things off, and he picks up the first down for SCOTUS.
SCOTUS with the first drive of the second half. They lead it 14-6. They are driving to the Kearney Catholic 8 where they've got it now first and goal. They'll hand it off to Pelster on a sweep. Pelster's given up some ground trying to get the edge. There's a flag down, and now Hammack will make the tackle at about the 5, and again, that flag is thrown right at the point of attack where 99 times out of 100 you're going to have a hold.
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic did a real good job of just stringing it out there, Randy. And he looked like they tried to get around there, and there was a little bit, of a hold on that outside.
And a big part of that is Creighton Hammack, who helped string it out there. Also fighting to get to the outside was Austin Ahrens. And I don't know which one of those two young men got held, but my money's on one of those two guys or the person that actually caused this 10-yard penalty. And they'll back him up to... it'll be about the 18-yard line. So it'll be right from the line of scrimmage where the flag was thrown, and that'll set up now first and goal from the 18. 6:58 to go here in the third quarter. This is the opening drive of the second half for Columbus, and even if they don't get points, it's still going to be a successful drive for Columbus because they've taken 5 minutes off the clock.
Yeah, and that's, you know, they got it way back there, and they're just on schedule here, Randy.
Two backs behind Duren. One of them is Boss. They'll do that double handoff. Now coming up is Spenseri. Spenseri going off on that left side. Not near as effective as it was the first time they ran that. It's only a gain of about 2.
Yep, and Grant did a good job coming up from his safety position there, Randy, reading that play as they did that double handoff. It's a quick little handoff, and then they give it back to that, like a little counter option off of it. And Grant did a good job coming up there and making the tackle.
They hand it off to one wing back. The other wing back coming the other direction then gets the handoff from that wing back. And again, that forces you to be responsible to your side of the field, and you can't help make tackles on the other side. Boss is the only back in the backfield. Wing in motion is Spenseri. They hand it off to him on basically a jet sweep, and Braxton Bellamy is there for the tackle. It's going to be a loss on the play, and it's going to be third and goal from about the 16-yard line.
Yeah, that time the defensive end on that side did a great job of fighting off the block, Randy, and making the tackle on that situation. And, the defensive end, was that Braxton?
That was Bellamy, yeah.
Yep, did a great job on that side, you know, shaking his block off and then getting right in there and making the tackle.
So that's actually going to be a loss of 2 on the play. It's not at the 16, which is what I thought originally they were going to mark it. They actually mark it at the 17. So it's going to be third and goal from the 17. We'll see if they decide to throw it here. Jared Duren under center. Man in motion is Spenseri. Duren's going to look to throw. He'll throw it in the middle, and it's going to be caught or not. It is caught in the end zone for the touchdown. Two different SCOTUS players were there, ran into each other, were fighting each other for the ball, and it is caught, and the man who got the touchdown, and I can't see him because he actually was covered by another SCOTUS player, is going to come off the field after making the catch, and the touchdown is reeled in by Bailey Pelster.
Yeah, but they kind of faked that, and they sent those two wing T guys right down the middle there, Randy, and Kearney Catholic came up on those, and then they dumped it over the top of there, you know, just enough to get him into the end zone there because it cleared back in the end zone, and he goes up there and makes the catch.
Pelster now has 4 touchdown receptions on the year. That's his 7th catch. Of the 7 catches, 4 of them have found their way into the end zone. And now Cole Harrington will try to add the extra point here. SCOTUS already leads it 20-6 as they take off 6.5 minutes off the clock to have the opening drive of the second half. Good snap, good hold, and the kick is also good. 21-6, SCOTUS with the lead over Kearney Catholic with 5:26 to go in the third quarter. Stars need to get something going when they get their hands on the ball for the first time in the second half. We come back after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as Kearney Catholic finds themselves behind 21-6 here in Columbus with 5:26 to go in the third quarter after the touchdown reception by Pelster. Deep kickoff, and picking it up is going to be John Bach at about the 7-yard line. Bach has a couple lead blockers, but coming off that block and making a great tackle in the open space is Anthony Cush. And again, there was a wall there, but coming off that block was Cush. And it'll be first and 10 for Kearney Catholic. They're going to spot it at about the 16-yard line. Yeah, make like it to 17.
And like you said, there was a little bit of a wall there if he could have got to it, Randy. But he came, like you said, Anthony Cush did a good job of fighting off that block and making that tackle on John Bach.
Yeah, the Kearney Catholic had something set. I don't think it had been a touchdown because they were going to be able to seal it when he got to the sideline. Under center here is going to be Masker. Masker will hand it off to James. James right up the middle has a seam. Has it now at the 30. Bounces to the outside. Makes one man miss. Has it at the 40. Down the sideline and is going to be pulled down late. And now here comes the flag. Yeah, he'd been out of bounds for about three strides. The flag came down at the 50. James was actually out of bounds at the 44. So 6 yards after he went out of bounds and about three steps on the white sideline here. So that'll add 15 on the play after a nice little gain here for Kearney Catholic of 26 yards.
Yeah, and just like you said, a nice gain by Bryce James and nice downfield blocking by the two receivers out here on this side, Tyler Mestel and I believe Creighton Hammond. We're out here, and Bryce James had a nice run and then gets a personal foul on the play also. So Kearney Catholic has it at about the 41 now.
Well, Kearney Catholic with the 26-yard run, the 15-yard penalty, gained 41 yards on that play. They got another 41 yards to go here, trailing it 21-6 with 5:12 to go in the third quarter. The two guys you mentioned with the nice blocks, Mestel and Hammock, will now split out wide to the right. Only back in the backfield is very deep. That's going to be Bryce James. Masker's under center. They hand it to James. James this time, not much room to run, and he's going to hit in the backfield and wrapped up there. Nice job coming off his block by Ryan Halligan. Check it. It's Ryan Mustard. I looked at the wrong number here, and he was able to make the tackle for no game against James.
Yeah, as he fought off his block that time, Randy, and by the time Bryce got it, he was trying to make a cut out to that outside, and Mustard did a great job of fighting off his block and making the tackle.
4:44 to go here, third quarter. Stars trailing it now 21-6. Clock was stopped. I'm not really sure why. Now they start it again. It'll be second and 10. And off to James, up the middle, a little bit more room to run. Bounces to the inside, will bring it across the 35-yard line, down to about the 34. So that'll be a gain of 8 on the play here for James.
Yeah, and just a nice job by Dennis Cabani. Kind of pulled there, Randy, and made a nice block on the middle linebacker that time. And Bryce James was able to get through there for a nice gain for Kearney Catholic.
Presenting sponsors of the state football playoffs here on ESPN Radio include Ag Excel, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. Ag Excel, where precision meets the soil. Stepping in under center here on third down is going to be John Masker. He'll fake the handoff. Play action pass, looking to run, has room on that right side. He'll tuck it, trying to cut inside the 30-yard line. He's going to be stood up there. He's going to gain about 4 and only needed about 3, maybe 3.5. That'll be a first down here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, he looked off the side here, Randy. He had some trips on this left side, and there was nobody open. And then he looked back to the other side where he had single, and there was no one open on that. So he tucks it and takes off to the right side, picks up the first down for Kearney Catholic.
Fresh set of downs. The back end of the football is on the 30, so they're inside the 30-yard line here with 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Very impressive drive to start the second half by Columbus. SCOTUS, who lead it 21-6. Hand off to James. Not much room to run there at all for James. He'll get past the line of scrimmage and maybe gain a yard before he's going to be enveloped by Carson Fuchser.
Yeah, just a nice run, hard run by Bryce James there, Randy, because when he got the ball, he had to make a cut right off the bat because there was a guy back there. He picks up about a yard and a half on the play, out of the situation, but SCOTUS's linebackers really fulfilled well that time.
Most of the games in the state will kick off after this one has concluded, but if you missed it, Ashland Greenwood ended the season for Grand Island Central Catholic 37-7. The score is brought to you by Valentino's of Kearney. Valentino's delivers right to your door. Shotgun formation for John Masker. He's got time to throw, and he'll throw it on that right side, and it's underthrown, but it's going to be caught over there. And I didn't see who came up with it. Is that two or three? That's going to be number two, Harrison Pierce. Pierce kind of sat down at about the 10-yard line. Let's check that. That's actually the 15-yard line, so it'll be a 14-yard gain.
Yeah, and just, you know, he had trips on this left side, and they had a single guy on that outside, on that right side was Harrison Pierce. And Harrison Pierce did just a little bit out route, Randy, and did a great job. You know, John kind of threw it a little bit under, but I think that's exactly where he needed to throw it.
Well, it was a safe throw. You didn't run the risk of interception or having the pass knocked down. Shotgun formation here for Masker. Masker will throw it off on that right side to James. James cuts back to the inside. Will bring it across the 10 or not? He eventually got stood up there. Didn't get a lot of yards after contact, and we'll see exactly where they spot it. The gain of either 4 or 5 on the play.
Yeah, just a little swing pass out to the right side to Bryce James. It's one of those things you like to get Bryce out in the open. He can try to, you know, make some people miss and see what happens out of that. But picks up about 4 yards on that swing pass.
And it keeps you on schedule. Yep. You know, gain of 4, if you can do that every single time, you take it in a heartbeat. Second and 6 from the 10-yard line. 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. Stars trailing it 21-6. Masker gets the snap. We'll throw it to the left side. Cooper Holbrook has the catch, has it at the 2, plunges into the end zone for the touchdown. Cooper Holbrook, first career touchdown in varsity action for the Stars, will cut the lead down to 9 in the state quarterfinals.
Yep, and just a nice job. Cooper Holbrook came in for Bryce James on that last play. They just did a little swing pass. They had a trips out here, or two quads, or two out receivers out here to the right, two to the left, Randy. They ran them all towards the middle, and then Cooper swung out to the left side and got the ball for the touchdown.
Well, thanks to the missed extra point earlier, Kearney Catholic, I believe, is going to go for 2 here, because if they don't get it, they need to know what their schedule is going to be. Minute 54 to go here in the third quarter. Stars trailing at 21-12. A missed extra point on their first touchdown of the game, and now Kearney Catholic is going to chase the point here. Out of the shotgun formation is going to be Masker. Holbrook is to his left. Masker looking to throw, and he'll throw it on this left side, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds and incomplete. Great coverage on that far side by Chase Corger, who was trying to make the connection to Mestel, and it falls incomplete.
Yep, as they had singles on that right side, that trips on this left side here, Randy, and they went to the single route on that side, and just didn't quite get that pass completed.
So the Stars have to be content with the 6 and not the 8. There's a minute 54 to go here in the third quarter. SCOTUS with a 21-12 lead over Kearney Catholic. We'll be back with the kickoff. We come back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
Well, Kearney Catholic gets the touchdown, but can't quite keep pace here with Columbus SCOTUS when they go for 2 and don't get it. So they have failed to convert either one of their 2 touchdowns, a missed kick and now a missed 2-point conversion pass. And the Stars trail at 21-12 with a minute 54 to go here in the third. Bushcutter will tee it up from the 40-yard line, and we'll see whether or not Kearney Catholic can do something they couldn't do so far here in the third quarter, and that stopped the SCOTUS offense. Bushcutter puts the foot into it, line drive kick, going to bounce around at about the 20, about the inside the 8-yard line. And Kearney Catholic's going to wrap him up. And it looked like a head was turned. I thought maybe there might be an inadvertent face mask, but there is no flag there as the kick was returned by, I think that was Jackson Kumpf. Yeah, it was Kumpf had it and brought it out to about the 16-yard line. Best kick and coverage for Kearney Catholic so far here in the game.
Yeah, and they've just been doing that, you know, a little high pooch kick, Randy, and then this time Grant did a line drive kick and kind of got it go down there to the sideline there. They picked it up about the 5-yard line, and by that time, you know, Kearney Catholic's kick squad is right down there to make the tackle.
They kind of waited for the ball to bounce around a little bit to see if it was going to stay in bounds. So SCOTUS in that wing T formation, under center as he's been pretty much the entire game, is Jared Duren, and Duren will just hand it off to the up back there, and there's no room to run at all for Boss, as Jake Boss is stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. Yep. In fact, lost about 1 yard on the play.
Yeah, Nick Brungart did a good job that time. He took on the block and shed that, and then Boss was right there as he made the tackle for the 2 yard loss.
Presenting sponsors of the state football playoffs include Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, also DinsdaleAuto.com. Second and 11 from the 16-yard line is Columbus SCOTUS. And they'll hand it off right up the middle, and spinning through there is going to be Jackson Kumpf. Kumpf is going to be stood up short of the 20-yard line, so he's going to gain maybe 3 yards, maybe about 2.5. Well, they're going to give him all the way out to the 20, so that'll be a 4-yard gain. It was kind of hard to tell. It was a lot of humanity that piled up there. And Kumpf, just a quick hitter, gains about 4, and it's going to set up now second and 7.
Yeah,
and third and seven.
Yep, third and seven, and this would be a big play right here, Randy, if Kearney Catholic could hold him to make Columbus SCOTUS punt this away.
Only 52 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And Harrison Pierce telling the Kearney Catholic fans, who are the furthest away, all the fans are on one side of the field here in Columbus, and trying to get the Kearney Catholic fans to make some noise, and they do oblige. As it'll be third and 6.5 from the 21-yard line. Man in motion. They'll fake the handoff to him. Duren looking to throw. Throws it in the middle. That's going to be caught. And, boy, the hit came immediately. And holding on to the football is Garrett Shanley. And Shanley was cut in half on the tackle by Harrison Pierce.
Yeah, as they faked that, kind of that sweep action off to that left side, Randy. And then they had the tight end on here, number 45 on this side, just kind of go out there, and he threw that up there to him. Harrison Pierce was right there to make the tackle as he caught it, but it's going to be a first down for SCOTUS.
He was in the air and got hit a little bit before the waist, and he got folded in half, landed on his back, and held on to the football. Tip your hat to him. That was not easy to do. First and 10 from the 31. Hand off right up the middle. And again, some great play action fakes. I was taken out. I originally thought the Pelster had the ball, but they handed it off to the first back coming through, and I believe that was Boss, was it not?
Yeah, it was Boss.
So gain of about 3.
And Boss just took it right up the middle, like you said, Randy, and this is going to be the end of the third quarter.
Nestle gets the tackle to end the third quarter, and SCOTUS has a 21-12 lead. They'll have it now second and about 7 from the 34 when we start the fourth quarter right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. 12 minutes left to go in the football game. Columbus SCOTUS 21-12 over Kearney Catholic. Second and 7 for SCOTUS from the 34-yard line. And again, the Kearney Catholic defense trying to get the Kearney Catholic fans on their feet, making a little bit of noise here and giving them a little bit of energy. Jared Duren at quarterback. As Boss in the backfield on that wing T formation, coming across here is going to be Pelster. Pelster cuts back to the inside after he gets the corner turned, and he's going to be awfully close to the first down as he has it out to the 41, a gain of 7.
Yeah, just coming in that little sweep motion again out of that, Randy, and Pelster gets the ball going from left to right on that one, and then he makes a cutback and coming across the middle and picks up the
They're eyeballing it. Yep. Why don't they bring the chains
exactly.
out?
If it's that close, yeah.
Yeah, they're getting very close, and they're going to call it a first down, and I don't know why you don't ask for a measurement there. In any event, they're moving the chains. The chains getting moved here by the chain gang, just like Kearney Towing and Repair will do for you if you're stranded on the side of the road. No matter where you are, they'll get you home. And I'm not sure it's the wrong call, but it's so close. I don't know why you don't
bring them out.
Why you don't bring them out?
Yep.
Well, they move one of the wingbacks in the backfield here with Boss. Coming across the formation is going to be Spenseri, and looking to throw the football is going to be Duren. Duren gives it off on a screen pass out here to Pelster, who cuts back to the inside, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and the ball comes out. Spenseri then falls on it after a gain of five. Both Creighton Hammack and Grant Bushcutter helped force the ball out, and it bounced out to about the 35-yard line, but Spenseri fell on it, and they're going to say it's actually out to the 36. So that actually will be a little bit of a loss on the play on a successful pass completion to Pelster.
Yeah, just a swing pass out here. And Creighton Hammack did a real good job of kind of, you know, fighting off his blocks there, made him turn it back to the inside. And then, like you said, Grant Bushcutter and I don't remember who else was in there.
Well, Hammack stayed on him, and I think Hammack, both of them were ripping at the football
and
there.
And that's when the ball came loose.
Duren puts a man in motion. That's going to be Spenseri. Spenseri trying to get the edge. Cuts back inside against Bach. Has it at the 40, down to the 45-yard line. Forced out of bounds by Bushcutter. And it'll be short of midfield. But it's going to be third now and manageable after a nice gain all the way out to the 47-yard line. That'll be a gain of 12.
Yep. Giving it to that right wing T guy, Randy, coming across in that situation. He had the linebacker or the fullback out here blocking for him, and he also had his other wing T guy out here blocking for him, and a guard pulled also. And by the time they end up getting him out of bounds here, he's down about third down and now about 3-4 yards to go.
Short of midfield, big play here. SCOTUS leads at 21-12, so they're up by two scores, and SCOTUS wants to talk about it. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraskaland National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraskaland National Bank, member FDIC. SCOTUS calls timeout on third and three. Their side of the 50 at the 48-yard line. They got to get to the other 49 with 10:41 to go in the fourth quarter, leading it 21-13. SCOTUS up by nine. We'll have the play when we come back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, timeout taken here by Tyler Linder, the head coach of Columbus SCOTUS. And welcome back to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth. Big play here for Kearney Catholic. They trail it 21-12 with 10:41 to go near midfield. SCOTUS here on third and three, if the Stars can keep them from getting a first down in one of the next two plays, Kearney Catholic will get relatively good field position. A little bit of confusion in the backfield, and there's going to be a loss on the play. The timing of that was a little bit off. Duren ran into Bailey Pelster, and they're going to be back down to about the 45-yard line as they didn't have enough time as that pocket collapsed. Bryce James got in there. Also, some of the biggins got in there. Austin Ahrens got in there. I think Brungart got a piece of that as well. That's going to be a loss on the play for Duren of about 3 yards.
Yeah, just a mishandled in the backfield there, Randy, and you know, that's good for Kearney Catholic because now it brings up a fourth down and punt situation for SCOTUS.
I believe this is the very first punt here for Grant Laum, if I'm not mistaken. Second punt. It'll be his second punt. He gets the snap, not much pressure, a high wobbly kick, and it's going to hit at about the 20-yard line. Number 20 is going to get away from it there as Bach was out there screening a man away, and they will mark it at about the 22-yard line. That's where the Stars will have it with 9:50 to go here in the football game, trailing it 21-12. Coverage of the state football playoffs, our presenting sponsor, Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, huskerpowerproducts.com. The Stars don't need to score on this drive, but they need to probably have something positive happen, start to gain some momentum. But again, SCOTUS takes time off the board whenever they get on the field. So Kearney Catholic needs something positive to happen here. It may only have three more possessions the rest of the game. They hand off to James. James trying to get the corner on that left side, and he runs a lot of east and west and gains maybe about 1 yard.
Yeah, they kind of strung it out going from, you know, our right to our to left there, Randy. And then number nine, Cole Harrington, did a good job of coming up, fighting off the block and kind of undercutting him at the right at the line of scrimmage there.
And again, in the first half, Bryce James had 17 carries. That is only his fifth carry here of the second half, in part because Columbus has played keep away with the football, especially on that first drive that took over 6.5 minutes off the clock. And we have a stoppage here, and Kearney Catholic's going to call timeout. A little confused, we're the Stars. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. 9:11 to go, fourth quarter. SCOTUS leads at 21-12. Second and nine for the Stars from their own 24, and we come back after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
At halftime.
And welcome back here to Columbus as Kearney Catholic trails it here 21-13. This is the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Six-man action going on across the state. Riverside right now leads Sioux County 46-34. They're in the third at halftime. Spalding Academy leads Minotaur 42-6 at intermission. We deliver the scores. Valentino's of Kearney delivers right to your door. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before or after the game or call for one of the great pizzas. Masker going to throw it. Has a man open on that left sideline. It's caught by James. James is going to bring it across the 40-yard line out to about the 43. So that'll be a gain of 19. A nice pitch and catch. And Masker hit just as he delivered that ball to James.
Yep, as he faked that handoff, and then he kind of, you know, rolled out here a little bit to the right side here, and Harrison Pierce was one that he was kind of looking at, but it was all designed to get everybody kind of going and then hitting Bryce James going down the left sideline. But as he delivered it, he got hit pretty hard, did John Masker.
Masker showed them some courage. He got hit right in the ribs as he released the football. One back in the backfield is going to be James. Deep, he'll get the handoff, takes it offside, bounces to the outside, to the 50, down the 45, now has an angle, has a seam. He has it at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Bryce James, 58 yards, and the Stars have cut the lead to 3.
Yeah, just a nice, going from, you know, gets the ball deep, Randy, goes to the left side, and he kind of made one guy miss right at the line of scrimmage, then got hit just a little bit after he gained about 5-6 yards, broke that off, and then took off for the races and ends up scoring the touchdown. Nice run by Bryce James.
So, again, the two conversions missed. The first one was a miss kick, and then the try for two that was no good, and now it's Chase Murphy who will come in to try to add the extra point. SCOTUS leads at 21-18 with 8:51 to go, and now Murphy will try to add the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Masker actually with a great hold there as it was a little bit low, and Murphy's able to punch it through, and finally Kearney Catholic gets a conversion. SCOTUS still leads it, though, 21-19 with 8:51 to go. A 58-yard run by Bryce James, and the Stars are right back in it. We come back after this.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Chase Murphy now to kick it off with 8:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. SCOTUS still leads at 21-19. Murphy hit the extra point a moment ago, and now Murphy will tee it off here, and we'll see if Kearney Catholic can get their hands back on the ball. They missed extra point on their first touchdown. They went for two on their second, and now that's the reason the Stars are trailing it by two. Murphy comes into it. And we'll kick it relatively short. It's going to be caught by one of the upbacks. That's going to be Jarrett Donahue. And Donahue comes right up the middle, going to be stood up after he gets across the 30-yard line. Bushcutter was there to trip him up, and finishing the job was Bobcat Mitchell Wastey with the tackle at about the 31-yard line.
Yep, as you know, they just kind of did that little lower and then, you know, kind of, you know, punching it down there. And SCOTUS kid gets it. Randy just picks up what he can. He just took it straight up the field. He didn't look for anything. He just tried to take it up the field and pick up what he could.
Well, last drive was essentially a short one for Columbus SCOTUS. The one before that ate off 6.5 minutes. A handoff on the counter to Spenseri. Spenseri will bring it across the 30, out to the 35-yard line. So that'll be a gain of just a shade over 3 on the play, 2nd and 7.
Yeah, just going from his right to left there, Randy, and it gets it in that, you know, sweep motion out of it and gets the handoff, and he comes over here on this side and, like you said, pick up about 3.5 yards on the play.
Well, the guy with the first down marker on the far side has rounded up because he's all the way out to the 36. The ball is at the 35.5. And I'll hand it off to Boss. Boss off tackle, has a little seam, brings it across the 40, and he'll be short of the first down, but not by a whole lot. The near official, there's about a difference of 0.5 yard from the two guys who are marking the ball. And the guy with the further back mark is the one that's actually going to mark it here. And it appears, well, maybe not. It's going to be awfully close to a first down. And, hey, we're going to actually have a measurement. They had one very similar to this and decided not to have the measurement. But now they're going to bring out the chains. The chain gang bringing out the chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair will do for you if you're stranded on the side of the road. No matter where you are, they'll get you home. Kearney Towing and Repair. It's going to be awfully close one way or the other from where they have it spotted here at the 42-yard line. They stretch it out, and they're going to be just short. Not even the length of the football short.
Nope. And, you know, that last play, they've been coming in, giving those balls to, you know, the sweep action out of it, and then this time they gave it to Boss going up the middle, Randy, and they're going to be just a little bit short, so it's going to bring up third down and inches here.
For the most part, they've had those two wing backs over the tackles on either side and slanting hard. Sometimes they'll have in motion, and they have Boss coming right up the middle. And now they're going to go full house backfield. Boss will have a running back on either side of him, and Jared Dern is in under center. So the wing backs are in the backfield, and they're going to run it right up the middle to Boss. Boss, oh boy, didn't get a whole lot, but didn't need a whole lot. Last second line surge, that's going to get them the yard that they need. It'll be 1st and 10 here for SCOTUS.
Yeah, like you said, there wasn't a whole lot there, but he didn't need a whole lot, and they got just enough going right up the middle to get the first down.
So the ball going to be spotted at about the 47. Actually, they gave him a pretty kind spot there. And again, we rounded up.
Yeah.
Invariably, if you're on a turf field, the ball is always spotted on a yard marker.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure they got it all the way out to the 43, but that's where the football is right now. They had enough for the first down.
Yeah.
No question about that. Under center is going to be Duren. Duren runs it to that left side, and getting stood up there is Spenseri. Spenseri, just a quick hitter, really kind of came from kind of that fullback look and brings it out to the, well, fully on the 46-yard line.
Yeah.
Gain of 3.
As they, you know, this time they kind of put, you know, the wing T guy kind of a little bit farther back, and they just kind of went over and handed off to him about, you know, in between the guard and tackle, and he goes right up the middle for about 3-yard gain.
So a gain of 3 on the play, and there's a stoppage here for an equipment problem on Ross Bonk. Presenting sponsors of the State Football Playoffs include Ag Excel, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. agxcel.com. Ag Excel, where precision meets the soil. 2nd and a solid 7 here for SCOTUS. They'll hand it off to Spenseri. Spenseri from the right wing will bring it across to the left side. Hammack will stop him at the 49-yard line. And so that'll be a gain of about 3.
Yeah, just bringing him in, you know, from that wing tee on the right wing tee and giving the handoff to him. They had a guard that pulled on that one, Randy, and he did a little kick-out block, and then the Creighton Hammock and the other linebackers came filling in there for the tackle for Kearney Catholic.
Third and four, short of midfield at the 49-yard line. 6.5 minutes to go in the football game. SCOTUS leads at 21-19. Under center is Duren. This is a big third down here for both of these two teams. And they're going to put Spenseri back, so it's a full house backfield. Now they'll move a wing back to the left side, and they're going to hand it off running to the left. That's Spenseri, and he's knocked in the backfield for a loss. Bryce James was in there like a rocket, got a big part of that, and also Tyler coming Mestel. Up there was Tyler Mestel.
Yep.
Both of them came through there. I couldn't see Mestel because his jersey was moving too fast.
And he came. Both those guys came flying up there as they kind of did that little sweep action with the wing tee on the right side coming to the left side. And those guys did a great job shooting the gap and making the tackle.
5:50 to go here in the football game. Clock ticking down. And Columbus SCOTUS will be in punt formation. Grant Lom will be standing at his own 36-yard line awaiting the snap. And Kearney Catholic has one man back deep. No pressure coming. Lom with a spiraling kick. It's going to hit the turf. Kearney Catholic's going to get away from it, and it's going to take a very friendly Columbus SCOTUS roll inside the 10-yard line, and it'll be down by number 9 at about the 9-yard line. Cole Harrington will hand the ball to the official, and from our vantage point, I can't tell if that's the 8 or the 9. In any event, Kearney Catholic has some work to do here with 5:25 to go. They trail it 21-19, and they got to traverse about 92 yards here.
Yeah, they do. You know, it's one of those that was kind of low, Randy. You know, punt. John Bach didn't want to, you know, get up there and risk that. He got away from it. It got a Columbus SCOTUS kind of bounce, and it ends up about the 9, I believe, yard line.
It's about that. As the sun's starting to go down in the west, and Kearney Catholic desperately trying to head to the south here, trailing it 21-19 with 5:25 to go. Hand off to James. James bounces to the outside. That area was covered. We'll come back to the inside. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of 1. That's going to be it. Looked like he had a little room to the outside. They shut that off, and then there was enough quickness there for SCOTUS to stop him after a gain of only 1.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, coming to the right side, he wanted to get it bounced out to that outside. SCOTUS did a good job of getting that up there, you know, turning that play in, and then Bryce just has to pick up what he can.
24 carries in the game here for Bryce James, and again, he had that 58-yarder, a 26-yarder here in the second half, so he's well over 160 yards rushing on the game. Shotgun formation for Masker. Masker's going to keep it, and he'll go off that left side. There's not much room to run there at all. That was well diagnosed by Columbus SCOTUS, and there's no gain on the play.
No, they faked that handoff for Bryce coming to the right side. And then John kind of goes to the left side. He kind of wanted to get, you know, booted out there to that side. SCOTUS was out there, and there's no gain on the play for Kearney Catholic.
And now it's the turn of Columbus SCOTUS fans to get on their feet and try to extol their defense on a third down. Third and 8 from the 10-yard line. Masker got a little bit more on that than I thought. They have 8 on the scoreboard. I'd say it's probably closer to third and 9. And there's Quads, not that diamond formation, but Quads to the right of Masker. He's the only back in the backfield, and he's looking that way. They're going to throw the screen, and it's going to be incomplete and tipped, nearly intercepted. Had that been right on the mark, I think Mestel had a pretty good angle there to make something happen. As it is, the pass ball is incomplete, and I think there might be a flag on the play. Yeah, the officials are huddling up here. I don't see a flag. But there is a discussion of the officials, and it's going to be a legal procedure on Kearney Catholic. There, it's going to be declined here by Columbus SCOTUS.
Okay, so yeah, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, they had Quads to this right side, and then Tyler Mestel kind of took one step back and went over into the middle. And I do think if they would have got it completed there might have been something there, but you know, Kearney Catholic's going to have to punt here.
Yeah, Harrison Pierce needs to have a pretty nice punt here because he's actually going to be standing about 5 yards deep in his own end zone. Cole Harrington is going to be back deep here for Columbus SCOTUS. They've actually got 3 guys back there at varying depths, but their intended receiver will be Harrington. Pierce gets a low snap, but he's able to pick it up. He kicks it, and it's going to be fair caught at about the 38-yard line by one of the other running backs out there. And handing the ball to the official after making the catch is going to be Jackson Kumpf, and the ball is at the 38-yard line. That's pretty good field position here for Columbus SCOTUS. A touchdown by SCOTUS would really damage the hopes here of Kearney Catholic. There's 3:50 to go in the football game. SCOTUS leads at 21-19. They've got it first and 10 at the Kearney Catholic 38-yard line to start the drive.
Yeah, it's just one of those Kearney Catholic's going to have to step up right here, Randy. Like you said, not a lot of time, you know, in the game. You're going to have to step up and make a good plays right here.
Duren under center. And up right up the middle, it's a fumble. Kearney Catholic going after the ball, and I think they've got it. They do.
Yep, I ain't got Creighton
Hammack. I haven't seen the official indication yet, but Creighton Hammack stands up with the football.
So
Hammack comes up with the fumble, and Kearney Catholic picks up some momentum and the pigskin at about the 36-yard line.
It's one of those, the handoff just wasn't the greatest right there, Randy. It's kind of on his hip, and he as he got hit, the ball went down, and Creighton Hammack pounces on it right at the 35, 36-yard line.
Plenty of time left here for the Stars. They did use one timeout earlier in this half, and now this may be the drive. 3:47 to go, fourth quarter. SCOTUS 21, Kearney Catholic 19. First and 10 from the 36-yard line. Masker is the only back in the backfield. Now James is actually back there to his right now. Masker looking to throw. We'll throw it out to James, and it is incomplete. Thrown a little bit behind James. He deflected it, and I think Grant Bushcutter got a hand on it as well as that one falls to the turf. But, again, if it was tipped one more time, there were a couple of SCOTUS guys there.
Yeah, because SCOTUS, was, like you said, Randy, SCOTUS was right there. They kind of wanted to get Bryce James out here on a little bit of a screen action out of it and, you know, getting him behind those three wideouts out here, and the ball was just thrown a little bit behind Bryce James.
So it'll be second and 10. Kearney Catholic will go with the same formation here. Nope. Now they're going to change it as Hammack, still looking at his wristband to see where to line up. At tight end is going to be Harrison Pierce, but he's standing up. Masker looking, has time to throw, still has time to throw. Now he's going to run. Now he's going to tuck it, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe gain about 3 yards on the play, and that's going to be it. Pretty good coverage there for Columbus SCOTUS, as that'll be a gain of 3 by Masker, who had plenty of time to throw.
Yeah, he did. You know, and he looked over, you know, all the receivers looking, and then he finally tucks it and goes and picks up about 3 yards on the play.
3:15 to go in the football game. 21-19. Kearney Catholic trails by 2, but they've got the football at their own 39-yard line. Shotgun for Masker. Bryce James just off to his left. Mestel's going to come across the formation. Masker looking to throw. They're trying to set up a screen. They throw it in the middle. It's through the hands of one SCOTUS player and nearly intercepted by a second. An errant pass as they are trying to connect with Bryce James, and it falls incomplete. And Kearney Catholic is fortunate that that is the only thing that happened on that play.
Yeah, as Shanley for SCOTUS was right there. And they had two guys that went right up in the middle, but Shanley stayed home on that, and he got the hand on the ball, and it got tipped up in the air, and then they had a chance to go, you know, for it. You know, on a diving catch for, you know, SCOTUS there, but it came up incomplete.
Time Kearney out. Catholic going to call timeout. 4th and 7 from the 39-yard line. 2:54 to go in the football game. Kearney Catholic calls timeout, trailing at 21-19. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. And talking about local decisions here, we'll see if, what the decision is for Kearney Catholic, if they're going to go for it on 4th and 7. I would not be surprised that they did, because Columbus SCOTUS has been very effective of keeping the ball away from Kearney Catholic.
And they're lining up to go for it right
now.
Yeah,
they sure are. Harrison Pierce is out there, but he split out wide to the left. There's trips to the left. Shotgun formation here for Masker. Masker gets the snap. Pressure coming. Masker will scramble out to the left. He's going to run up the middle. He'll bounce it to the outside. Has it across the 50, across the 40, and he's going to go out of bounds at the 40-yard line. First and 10 for Kearney Catholic after a nice run here by the quarterback. As nowhere to throw. Pressure came, but he stepped in underneath it, and they'll have it first and 10 at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, like you said, nice job by Masker there, you know, looking down there. You know, he had nothing open, and he just did a great job of coming up there and going, oh, I don't have him open, I don't have him open, I don't have him open. Give the line credit there also, Randy. He tucks it up and runs for the first down at the 40-yard line.
John Masker, a 21-yard scramble. Kearney Catholic now will have it first and 10 at the 40-yard line. Shotgun for Masker. Hand off to James. James bounces and will take it just pretty much up the middle. Great surge up the middle. No really great room to run there as Ryan Mustard kind of led the tackle there as there was good line surge. And really, James fortunate to be able to gain 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, I think I said Matt Masker,
didn't you?
I?
Did earlier.
But
I was going to let it slide.
Yeah.
I was going to let it slide. So second and 8 here, 2:18, 2:17, 2:16 to go in the football game. Stars trail at 21-19. Under center is going to be Masker. James is the only back in the backfield. And they'll hand it off to him. Right up the middle, has a seam, jumps through that hole, and will take it down to about the 31-yard line. That'll be a gain. We'll see exactly where they put it, but a gain of about 6.
Yep, just nice hand off, you know, getting it back there. You know, Bryce has a lot of options on it, but this time he just went straight ahead, and it's just, you know, going to bring up third down and about short here, Randy, at about the 31, 32-yard line for Kearney Catholic.
Well, that looked like he was running through a tube. He did not make one move one direction or another, but jumped over a guy right at the line of scrimmage. Third and 2 here for Kearney Catholic. Same formation. Hand off to James right up the middle, and he'll bring it across and have the first down inside the 30-yard line, I believe. He gains 2 on the play. It looks to me like it's a first down. We'll see what happens when they unstack it here.
Yep, as he got the momentum going, and he just kind of went right straight ahead, and they got the first down, did Kearney Catholic.
And they eyeball it, and they will move the chains. Kearney Catholic now has it first and 10 at about the 29-yard line. A minute 29 to go. Stars trailing it 21-19. They wind the clock. Two wideouts to the right. Tight ends out there as well. Hand off to James up the middle. And James loses the football. He has it stripped from him at the 25. And SCOTUS says they've got it. The officials have not given the indication yet. Kearney Catholic says they have it. And they're going to wind the clock. Somehow the Stars come up with it.
Yep, so the ball's on the ground, and then Kearney Catholic came up with the football.
Somehow, I didn't see who came out of there with the ball.
I didn't either.
They're going to gain 2 yards on the play here by James, and that was a scary moment. Inside of the final minute in the football game, 21-19. Ball at the 28-yard line. James gets another handoff. James up the middle. James spins at about the 22, gains 6 on the play.
Yeah, just a handoff back here to James, and James just going straight ahead on these, Randy, and he picks up about 6 yards on the play.
And Grant Bushcutter is kicking into the net. I saw Chase Murphy doing the same thing earlier. Not sure who would be the kicker if it comes down to that. 35 seconds to go in the football game. SCOTUS 21, Kearney Catholic 19, 3rd and 3, and we've got a timeout. I think SCOTUS took the timeout.
Yeah.
In any event, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Member FDIC. 21-19, 35 seconds to go in the football game. Stars have it 3rd and 3 from the 22-yard line when we come back right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Back here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, Stars leading it, Stars trailing it 21-19. They've got it 3rd and 3 from the 22-yard line. In the shotgun formation here is going to be Masker. James in the backfield with him. Two wideouts to the wide side of the field on the right. Masker trying to get him to move, and there is a flag down. Columbus SCOTUS pointing to say that Kearney Catholic moved, and we do have illegal procedure on Kearney Catholic. That's going to cost him five, and that's a big five. That's a big five. It would be a 39-yard kick, and now it would be a 44-yard kick if there's no more yards gained here. And that is a big difference of 5 yards. So we'll see if Kearney Catholic can get that back, maybe even more. It'll be third and eight from the 27. 21-19, SCOTUS with the lead. Kearney Catholic on third down, takes the snap. They hand it off to James. James cuts back to the inside, and he'll get the ball to about the 25-yard line, and that's going to be it.
Yep, as there was a little bit of penetration for Columbus SCOTUS there, Randy, as they were coming on that run blitz on that situation.
SCOTUS will use their second time out here, and we'll see what Kearney Catholic decides to do. It is going to be fourth and about six. I would assume that Kearney Catholic would try the long field goal here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. And I'm not sure who the young man is standing at the 39-yard line. It's going to be Grant Bushcutter. It appears that it's going to be Bushcutter who will try this long kick.
Yep, but just, you know, it's going to be right in the middle of the field, and it's going to be spotted down at about, what, the 32, Randy?
Yep, they're going to put it at the 32-yard line. That's where Grant will put the tee down. And SCOTUS calls the timeout, so this will be a 42-yard field goal attempt by the junior lefty kicker with 21 seconds to go. Masker, the holder. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is high. It is drifting. And it is
good. It is good. Just perfect. Nice snap. Nice hold. Grant just stepped right in there and drilled it right through the middle there. So Kearney Catholic takes the lead right now.
So Grant hits the 42-yarder. And I'll admit it, I'm shaking. I don't know how nervous he was. I know there was at least one Bushcutter nervous.
Yep.
So he hits the 42-yarder. Remember, he missed an extra point earlier, and Kearney Catholic had to chase the point, so that was the difference. But right now, the Stars lead at 22-21, 16 seconds to go. And I doubt you see a deep kick here for Kearney Catholic. We'll keep it right here, and I'll see if I can get my heart restarted. 22-21, a 42-yard field goal by Grant Bushcutter, with 16 seconds to go. And again, you want to make sure you don't have a Music City Miracle. You don't want to have anything like that happening here, as back deep for Columbus SCOTUS will be Cole Harrington. Also back deep for SCOTUS will be Jackson Kumpf. But I doubt either one of those two get a return this football.
Yeah, I don't think so either, Randy. I think Kearney Catholic's going to probably do some of the things that they've been doing it, getting that ball kind of high up in the air and letting our guys get down there to make the tackle.
Well, then you wonder if they have some sort of pitch back or kind of some sort of reverse or whatever. It's going to be Murphy who's going to kick it off. And, again, I noticed earlier that Columbus SCOTUS was warming up Brady Prismas, and he's more their throwing-style quarterback, because I don't think we're going to see the wing tee the rest of the game here for Columbus SCOTUS. 42-yard field goal by Grant Bushcutter makes it 22-21, 16 seconds to go. Now Chase Murphy with the kickoff. And it is going to be relatively short. It's going to be picked up at about the 28-yard line. And Wastey will help make the tackle at the 40. And so 12 seconds to go here for Columbus SCOTUS as the ball is at the 40-yard line. SCOTUS does have a timeout left.
Just a nice high kick there, Randy, and that's what they've been doing, you know, and it gets the opportunity for our guys to get down there and make the tackle. So it's going to be Columbus SCOTUS ball here at the 40-yard line with 12 seconds to go.
And you know those biggins up front like Dennis Cabanting, Colin Arredondo, they know what's coming up here. They know it's going to be a throw. They know they can't have anything go past them if you're one of the four guys that are standing between the 40 and the 42-yard line. It is still going to be Duren at quarterback. He'll throw it out to the left side, a little hook and lateral. 9 seconds left, still running with the ball in free space. is going to be Pelster. Pelster on that right sideline going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 47, 2 seconds to go. A gain of 13 on the play, but a lot of drama associated with it, and this will be the final play of the game.
Yep, just he caught the ball out here. It's kind of that hook and ladder situation, and then Pelster gets the ball, and he's just kind of running around trying to make something happen. He's on this left side, goes clear back around to the right side, and I think it was Braxton Bellamy that kind of pushed him out of bounds on that one.
So 2 seconds to go in the game. This will be it. It'll be first and 10. That doesn't matter, but the ball's at the 47-yard line. Kearney Catholic with a 22-21 lead here at Columbus SCOTUS. In at quarterback for them is going to be Prismas. Prismas takes the snap. He's under center. He's rolling. He's scrambling. He's got pressure coming. And he is going to be pulled down and sacked. That's going to do it. Nick Dowling with the tackle and the Stars will send the state football playoff. The journey to Lincoln now goes through Miles Field. 22-21. The Stars hold on. A late score and then the sack by Dowling. And what an outstanding high school football game. Wow.
Yep, as he just tried to roll around here, tried to get those, buy a little bit of time, and Dowling did a great job of running him down here. And, Kearney Catholic will advance to the semifinals here, Randy, and it'll be played at Kearney Catholic.
Miles Field will be the home of the state semifinal, and we'll find out who wins between Boone Central and Norfolk Catholic. And there is a star down on the play at about the 42-yard line.
Dennis Cabanting.
It is Cabanting. And the rest of the Stars really don't necessarily know that he's hurt. I think you might be right. That might be the exhaustion factor over there. And Kearney Catholic going through the handshake line, getting near the track, and pumping up. I mean, they're pretty excited, and who can blame them? A dramatic come-from-behind win here for the Stars. Their second game in a row, they win by a point with a kick in the final moments, and the Stars win it 22-21. The 42-yard field goal by Bushcutter, the difference in this one, I have to admit, if it wasn't for the missed extra point, it wouldn't be quite so dramatic. But the Stars get their big win here on the road at Columbus SCOTUS, and they will head back to Miles Field with a chance to head to Lincoln. We're going to catch our breath, and when we come back, we will have our post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic when we come back right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to Pawnee Park as Kearney Catholic with a dramatic 22-21 win over Columbus SCOTUS. And this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. A week from today, Kearney Catholic will play at Miles Field with a trip to the state football finals on the line. And next week, very sure that Holtmeyer will be back. Hopefully Nathan Howe will be back as well. In any event, Kearney Catholic found the way to get it done as they were kind of chasing the point all night. Finally got that field goal with 22 seconds to go in the game, and the Stars win this one 22-21. And I got to catch my breath.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just a great football game as SCOTUS was just, you know, one of those teams that was on track on everything as far as their running game was going real well. They were gaining 4 or 5 yards at a crack. And then Kearney Catholic did some different things there, Randy. They started to blitz some people. They started to do some twisting up front and doing some things up front that really, really kind of got – you know, SCOTUS off guard and stuff. And, you know, there's a turnover there at the end there that, you know, kind of bounced, you know, our way. You know, we got the turnover. We moved it down the field. And then we had a turnover, you know, we had a fumble, not a turnover. We had a fumble on the play. And one of our guys, I don't even know.
One of the linemen. And yep. we could not tell in that pile of who it was.
Exactly. And all we could see was, you know, they winded the clock. So we knew that, you know, one of the guys for Kearney Catholic got on the football. So then they just went up there. They went about their business. You know, then they line up for the field goal opportunity out of that situation. And a great snap, a great hold, and then Grant Bushcutter just drills it. So, you know, it was one of those games that it was just, you know, you're looking at it going, oh, man, come on, guys. And that's one of the things that happened. You got a few breaks here and there, and Kearney Catholic took advantage of those breaks. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, Bushcutter stepped up to the challenge and drilled the field goal for us. And Kearney Catholic will be going to Miles Field. I didn't know, Randy. I'm sitting there, you know, when SCOTUS punched that one in for their third touchdown. I was sitting there going, man, is this going to be the last time I have my headsets on and stuff?
They trailed at that point 21-6 after that touchdown, and they really dominated that drive to start the third quarter, made it 21-6. Then Masker hit Cooper Holbrook for, I believe that's his first career touchdown, a 10-yard touchdown pass. They went for two, didn't get it. And then Bryce James, a 58-yard run. Chase Murphy then punched in the extra point. That made it 21-19. And then Kearney Catholic was able to drive, get it down. They had a 5-yard penalty, but again, they got balled out to the 25-yard line. Grant Bushcutter then hit a 42-yard field goal with about 16 seconds to go in the game. And that is the difference here. Your final is 22-21. And like he's a star or something. Grant's out there talking with Connor O'Gara from the hub. One of the guys that kind of patted me on the back on the way through. My phone's been blown up. I have to admit it. My phone's been blown up. Kearney Catholic wins this one 22-21. Let's give you some numbers. I haven't totaled up everything yet, but I can give you SCOTUS's numbers here in the football game. And again, very balanced running attack. That's what they do. Tanner Spenseri carried the ball 17 yards for 82 yards. Excuse me, for 63 yards. I'm sorry, I looked at the wrong number here. Tanner Spenseri, 17 carries for 63 yards. Jared Duren carried the ball one time. He lost 3 yards. Bailey Pelster had 10 carries for 70 yards. Marcus Dodson, 2 carries for 3 yards. Jake Boss had 13 carries for 54 yards. Jackson Kump had 2 carries for 4 yards. And one carry by the backup quarterback Brady Prismas, as he had no yards on that play. As Kearney Catholic, pretty good pressure, knowing that they had to throw the football. They stopped the quarterback for no gain and actually had a sack at the end of the game that ended this one. When Nick Dowling made that sack, Kearney Catholic began the celebration as they win it 22-21. And I'll total up some numbers for the Stars here as well.
Yeah, and like you said, Randy, you know, on that last play, you could see the defensive line for Kearney Catholic just wanting to get at it, and that's exactly what they did, and they didn't give him the opportunity to set up and throw that football downfield to see if they could come up with a Hail Mary pass out of that situation, as all four of those guys were in hot pursuit for after the quarterback. And, you know, he didn't have that opportunity to set up and throw that pass downfield because you never know what's going to happen on those Hail Mary passes and that. But he didn't have that opportunity as Kearney Catholic's defensive line was after him. And right from the get-go, he was on the move about 2 seconds after he got the ball. He was on the move because the Kearney Catholic defensive linemen were right after him.
And, you know, there's a big play that we kind of left off of there when Carney Catholic was driving on that field goal, the 21-yard scramble by John Masker to keep the drive alive on third and long.
Yep, and John did a great job because he kind of, you know, looks over everybody, and then the line up front gave him plenty of opportunity to throw the football, and he looked at the first receiver, the second receiver, the third receiver, and the fourth receiver, and nothing was open, and he takes off and, you know, picks up that first down and, you know, keeps that drive alive for Kearney Catholic and gives that opportunity for Kearney Catholic to, you know, make that field goal down the stretch. And like you said, you got to give, you know, John Masker a lot of credit also for keeping that drive alive. You know, and it's one of those situations, you got that opportunity now. You know, Kearney Catholic will be playing at home next Friday night. Friday night, who knows what time it'll be and stuff, but it'll be
depends a little bit on what they think volleyball is going to be, because as Stu Pospisil told us at halftime, that's one of the things they're certainly going to have to look at, is the fact that Kearney Catholic might be playing state semifinal volleyball and state semifinal football on the same day. This is the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Let's go through some numbers for you. Let's do the scoring summary to begin things here. Bryce James got Kearney Catholic on the board with a 5-yard run. Grant Bushcutter missed the extra point, and it was 6-0 Kearney Catholic. Shortly after that, SCOTUS, still in the first quarter, Tanner Spenseri, a 1-yard run to capitalize an impressive drive. The extra point was good, and it was 7-6 SCOTUS, and they had the lead until the final moments of the football game. SCOTUS then scored the only touchdown of the second quarter. Bailey Pelster on a 12-yard run, a double handoff between the wingbacks. Very pretty play. Extra point good. It was 14-6 at intermission. SCOTUS took the ensuing kickoff of the second half, very impressive drive. Over 6.5 minutes they drove it, and then Jared Duren hit Pelster on a 17-yard touchdown pass. That made it 21-6, but then Kearney Catholic was able to put up 16 straight points. John Masker hit Cooper Holbrook with a 10-yard touchdown pass. They went for two, did not get it, and it was 21-12 at that point. In the fourth quarter, Bryce James, a 58-yard touchdown run. Chase Murphy added the extra point, 21-19. And then we mentioned that 21-yard run by John Masker that kept the drive alive. And then finally, the ball got down to the 25-yard line where Grant Bushcutter hit a 42-yard field goal that went over the uprights. It was 22-21, and Kearney Catholic withstood two plays from Columbus SCOTUS, got the sack by Nick Dowling, and the Stars win this one 22-21. This sports wrap-up is brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. And joining us now, and hopefully we had some technical problems earlier, hopefully we won't have those problems this time, as we talk with the head football coach of Kearney Catholic. And boy, Dave Colling, try to put this one into perspective for us.
Let me get my brain's a little mushy right now. Like I told the guys in the huddle there, couldn't be more prouder of the never give up attitude, play as a team, play for each other. Game's not over till it's over. And like I said, those guys played with a lot of heart down. You know, we got down and never gave up. And just a tremendous effort from our guys. Very proud.
It is one of those things where it's always all hands on deck. Certainly more – you couldn't have a better example of that than what you guys were running into today, because it was a little bit of everybody who came up with some big plays down the stretch.
You know, it was. Like I said, you know, Howie couldn't go tonight, Nathan Howe. And so we played some different guys at Mike linebacker. We played some different guys that weren't used to playing at positions that, you know, that they have. Haven't got a ton of reps at, but you know, man, we just played as a team, and when we had to stop, you know, had to stop them, we did, and just a great team effort.
You know, in the second half, you know, they got the ball and they marched it right down the field. Took about 6.5-7 minutes off the clock, and you know, you're going, man, you know, this is going to be tough. Did you guys do a little bit of different things on the defensive end defensive part of things after that?
You know, at halftime we had talked about we talked about not staying stagnant, and I thought I probably didn't do a great job, you know, up till that point of doing that, and so we kept bouncing in and out of different stuff. You know, brought a little bit of heat from the outside, widened our linebackers, brought a little heat from the inside, and just hoping to keep them off balance. Because man, when they get in a rhythm, man, that's tough to stop. They are very good at that power stuff that they run.
They had that rhythm. They had that very impressive drive in the third quarter, And that was really kind of the pivot point. They went up 21 to 6 on you at that point, led by 15, and really crammed it right down your throat. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
So what kind of spurred that point from that point on that you guys kind of began to take control of the game?
You know, I think the very next drive we scored, I believe. And so that was a huge that was a huge deal, you know, to give our guys a little bit of belief. And you know, just hearing from, you know, on the sideline, guys coming off, we can do this, believing in each other. And so that drive was huge for us right there, answering their score. And that, you know, the 2-point conversion failed, that would have been huge too. But you know, they, like I said, just went down and then scored there. It was huge.
Yeah, but if you'd have got that 2-point conversion, then we wouldn't have had this dramatic stuff, you know, at the end like that. But, you know, but then, you know, Bryce James goes out on that play, on that, and then you bring Cooper Holbrook in.
Like I said, he's been repping all week, and he does a great job. He knows his plays, and you know, he's not a big guy, but he gets in behind his biggins and he runs runs the heck out of it, and does a great job. So, you know, hats off to Cooper, and like I said, they just all played for each other.
We're talking with Kearney Catholic head coach Dave Colling. I want to go through a few numbers here. Bryce James carried the ball 32 times for 202 yards, including that huge 58-yard run that was a big touchdown there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was huge. Bryce James ran the ball hard tonight, and you know, one guy wasn't going to tackle
him. And we have a little bit of a short out in here. I might have to switch. Yeah, I'm going to have to switch your headphones out. It's kind of going in. Go again.
You got it. Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Like I said, he ran the heck out of the ball. I thought the offensive line, you know, for the most part, they were bringing some heat and doing some stunts up front.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to bail on that. We'll get you some headphones here as Don is handing them off. So I, again, great effort tonight by James, 202 yards. You were saying?
No, like I said, Bryce ran the heck out of the ball, but you know, the offensive line, they were stunting and all kinds of stuff up front. But I thought our offensive line did a great job tonight as well.
And Masker, that huge 21-yard run on what it ended up be the game-winning drive to keep the drive alive. He finished with 52 yards rushing, and then 8 of 16 throwing the football, had 3 interceptions. A couple of those really didn't matter, including the last play of the first half. Mm-hmm. But he was 8 of 16 passing for 118 yards, and obviously just enough to kind of keep the things going for
him. Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes a quarter, you know, when they're playing cover zero and man, you know, manning up, sometimes a quarterback, you know, if nothing's open, does get some yardage, you know, when he's scrambling and so forth. So that was huge for us at that certain time.
So I would say a huge run. And I've got to ask, it isn't just because he lives at my house. At the end of the game, was there a yard line that you said we're going to go with one kicker and a different yard line with another kicker? Talk about the decision for who was going to kick, because Chase Murphy did hit the only extra point you guys made tonight, and then just kind of that strategy where you're at there.
You know, I both kickers we have are good kickers, and so we were shooting for the 30. Now that 5-yard penalty didn't help any in there somewhere. It helped me with my brain, but it was in there somewhere.
Yeah,
and so we were going with Grant the whole time. So Grant was going to kick it, and like I said, he did a great job last week in a heated moment. And like I said, the part for me that was stressful was getting to that point. You know, when Grant was out there kicking, I actually was relieved. I mean, I knew he was going to make that.
And you had Murphy kick the extra point. Was that just to calm Grant down?
Our special teams coach, Coach Johnson, you know, had made that call. And so, you know, unless I talked to him, I guess I don't know why he made that call. If Grant, was tired at that time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I say, you got a good kicker. Right, I mean, we certainly have all the faith in the world in Chase as well. Again, I'm not going to ask you about who you'd rather play or any of that other stuff, because you're going to face one of the preeminent football programs in the country at your place next week. It'll either be Boone Central or Norfolk Catholic. Talk about the fact that now the trip, the path to Memorial Stadium goes through Miles Field.
You know, that's huge. We get to go back home. Like I said, coming to this place, it was tough. They're a dang good ball team, and like I said, the guys persevered, and you know, we get to come back home, and that's huge for us because we're pretty dang good at Miles Field.
I'm gonna give you one last chance to kind of put a bow on this as you're kind of processing a little bit. Talk about, you know, the 22-21 win, and just the more you think about it, your reaction.
I need to probably talk to my doctor about some heart medicine here shortly, but like I said, the guys battled, and I'm very so proud, because they could have packed it in there, you know, any time. You know, that first drive you guys were talking about, they could have packed it in and said, you know, hey, this is our last game, but they chose not to, and did it for each other and did it for their brothers, and hey, that's what football is all about, you know, a team effort, and this was a team win
for sure.
Well, let's bring those two other guys that kind of had to sit this one out. Let's bring them back next week to Milesfield. And let's make the Lincoln
buddy. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
The Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic. The Stars win this one 22-21. I do apologize for our technical problems. It kind of took Don off the air here a little bit. Don, I'll let you give it some more thought here as well. Your reaction to kind of where we're at and try to put a bow on this.
This was just a great game, Randy. You got to tip your hat to Kearney Catholic and how they came back and they played, you know, for each other, 21-6 at one time, and they just came back and they just kept believing in each other. You got different people that went into the game. You got Cooper Holbrook coming in a crucial situation, catches the pass, takes it in for the end zone. It just shows you there's a lot of people out here that can do a lot of things for Kearney Catholic football.
Football is the ultimate team game. This was the ultimate team effort as the Stars win it 22-21 next week. Don't know what time. Not sure if it'll be Norfolk Catholic or Boone Central, but one of those two teams will be coming to Miles Field next Friday with a trip to the state football championship game on the line. Once again, your final in this one, 22-21. Kearney Catholic with the win here in Columbus against Columbus SCOTUS. And what a great birthday present for Bryce James, making it to the state semifinals as he had a huge game tonight, a 58-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter, 202 yards rushing, and then Grant Bushcutter with the 42-yard field goal with 16 seconds left, and the Stars win this one 22-21. Don't forget, coming up later tonight, right here on ESPN Radio, Kearney High will be at home taking on Omaha North. And then don't forget, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic, with a trip to the state state volleyball tournament on the line. Stars have a wild card wrapped up, but they'll try to win the district championship tonight against the Crusaders. Crusaders will need to win to make it to Lincoln. And we'll have that game for you. Pregame will start around 7 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, your final, Kearney Catholic 22 and SCOTUS 21, their second straight one-point win, thanks to a kick by the kid sitting behind me.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to wrap things up so I can give him a hug. Our final, 22-21. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Don Lease and for Caleb Henry, our engineer back in the studio. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.